Everyone, and welcome to Paint It Black Podcast tonight. My name is Pete Berg. Happy Father's Day, everybody, for all the fathers out there and dads and grads and all that bullshit. Joining me today, we got my co-host, Brian Katz.
Back again.
We got news girl, Jillian.
Congratulations to Kim Kardashian.
Shut up.
You've done nothing and succeeded.
We got our buddy Lou over there.
I fathered some brown baby boys earlier.
Nice. And we got our buddy Justin over there.
I can't follow up on that.
Well, you are brown, though. Did you follow that?
I would hope your baby boys would be brown. Otherwise, they're not your baby boys.
Yep.
And they're like Michael Jackson's kids.
They got a peanut in their head, too.
I don't get it, but okay.
South Park.
How was everyone's Father's Day weekend, whatever?
It was very humid today.
Yeah.
Oh, it was very humid today.
It's super nice in this room, by the way.
Yeah, it was. It was actually quite freezing. It was a nice change of pace from my sweating all day.
Yeah. I got to apologize. I'm a little sluggish. I just had the biggest meal of my life, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then washed it down with some shot of tequila and a big cigar. So.
I had a whole bottle of white wine, so I'm awesome. Now I'm on margaritas, so.
I'm a little hoarse, though, so, Jillian, I'm glad you're here, because we're going to do a little news, and you're going to lead us in, right?
Yes, I am. My favorite story. Just bring it up here on my cell phone, since I came unprepared.
Yeah, we're a professional
operation. This one comes from Jezebel. It is the headline, "Man rapes unconscious woman to save her life." Like, that's a thing. I love their headline.
That's in the headline? Like,
that's a thing. That's why I read these websites. They're so great. So this guy, 50-year-old Roger William Kelly in St. George, Utah, found his 29-year-old female neighbor passed out on her porch. Now, they don't go into why she's passed out, but we've all been there, so we can guess. So he brings her over to his house, lies her in her living room, and proceeds to try to resuscitate her with his penis.
Like in the mouth?
In the butt.
Well, when the cops showed up and she came to and everything like that, she had bruising and felt pain in her vaginal area. So I'm going to guess not the mouth.
I was hoping the vaginal region.
It wasn't a sore throat she had. She had bruising here.
I was hoping that the cops walked in on the act. And he's just fucking an unconscious woman going, "I'm helping."
He calls 911. He's like, "I got a woman here. She's passed out. I'm going to rape her. Get here soon."
Well, I mean,
she's in danger of being raped.
He's only half bad. He did save her.
She did wake up.
He was giving her CPR at that point where the police showed up. It's when she reported the bruising and stuff like that. So they performed a rape kit and says, "It looks like you've been washed down there. Like, no, did you just use
some
ivory soap
got
down
priority.
There?" No, it's passed
smart.
Out.
Like, man, this girl's got dirty pussy, but whatever. Let me wash that first.
He took care of him, then he took care of her.
Now, what I find interesting about this story is that the 29-year-old neighbor and the 50-year-old neighbor had at one point in life dated. Which is why I want to turn to this girl. First to him, that's really your defense. I was trying to save her with my penis. Because he was trying to say, I was trying to get her warmer with my penis.
Poke in the whiskers.
But to the girl, you dated your 50-year-old neighbor who is so smart that when he rapes a girl, tries to say, I was trying to save her life. Like, that's the guy.
Look, it's like starting a fire but rubbing two sticks together. He's trying to get some friction going, create some heat, warm her up.
What was the point of the flush? I don't get it. Like, he just admitted to raping her.
Yeah, so, it eventually came out.
Why do you go about the process
exactly.
of trying
He's
to, like, cover it up?
He's not the brightest bulb in the bunch. Like, he must have cracked underneath that police interrogation.
That bitch
like, we know you did it. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. We know you did it. All right, I did it. I did it. I was trying to save her life. Like, he probably cracked that quickly.
Officer, she was bone dry down there. I held her out.
Listen, as long as after every three pumps, he blows in her mouth, like,
one,
it's still
two,
CPR.
Three. What a sick fuck, man. Not you, Lou, this guy.
I would have accepted either one on that one.
Now, what was there consequences to this?
Oh, yeah, it's going to go to
yeah,
it's trial.
Actually, he's definitely catching
stuff.
A rape beef.
He's not getting any awards for saving a life.
Yeah, they're not dismissing that one. Though I did post this on Facebook, and my friend followed up with another charming story that I do not have in front of me, where this took place in England, where a guy convinced a woman that he could cure her of her herpes if she bought the special cream and had sex with him.
Okay,
repeatedly.
That's lose-lose. Because she's got to fuck this dude, and then he gets herpes.
Yeah. I don't know why this is. And so when the court heard this case, and I'm guessing it was like 5 minutes into the presenting arguments, the judge, no, No, we're not doing this. No. Dismissed. You're both, you're stupid, you're horrible, go away.
Seriously, if she's dumb enough to believe that.
And her family
it's not
was
rape. It's like, that's like.
I just want to tell all the ladies out there, my dick cures depression and low self-esteem.
That's like 35% of the population, Pete. That's a good
and
move.
It's non-contagious. So.
So according to these news stories, if you were to believe the men, penises can save your life, cure you of herpes. I don't know. What else can penises do?
I believe you
do?
Just named the episodes. Penises can save your life. That's fucking horrible. I'm embarrassed for my gender sometimes. If that's the best excuse that this guy could come up with, that speaks ill of all of us. I was trying to save her with this.
I would just say, fucking can't idiot. Prove it's me. Can't.
Well, I mean, if penises can save your life, you figure the gays would be more healthier people.
I think they are more healthy people.
What I got?
Those guys are all in primo shape.
Yeah, but they go all catching the AIDS, bro.
This isn't the 80s, Brian.
Not anymore.
It's transferred over, you know? It's not just a gay disease anymore.
What I got from the first news story is that that guy's got the Midas touch.
Or the magic stick.
It was 50 Cent.
Hopefully that song is playing during the footage of his trial.
So, I mean, basically, he was pretty much unafraid to catch his herpes. Like, that's basically
oh,
what
the
sec-
yeah,
my
friend, did yeah.
Did he strap up?
I assume he probably already had herpes, like...
Yeah,
that would
be my assumption.
I'm just going to go
How do you
that
think
assumption.
She caught it?
A couple treatments later, things are getting worse.
She really wanted to go for, like, Brazilian waxing. She wanted laser, but he said, my penis can do that for
okay,
you.
Okay, now, wait.
You couldn't strap
quick a question, though. Yeah. All right, I just denounced my gender real quick, but she fucking fell for this?
Yeah, that was my response on Facebook to that post. Like,
hang your head low as a woman for that one.
Yeah, because she's European. They're stupid in Europe, so.
Yeah.
A broad generalization, but let's go with it.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, man, besides Russia, man, none of those people even try to go to space.
And Russia's got its own set of problems.
Yeah.
sorry. I'm still actively reading stories right now. All right. My apologies. All right.
What's next?
I have to read this headline. It's breaking news.
Okay, read the headline.
Real life Winnie the Pooh gets greedy face stuck in jar and nearly dies.
Okay, one more time, audibly. Breathe.
Yeah, give me it.
Okay, I got it here. Ready? Real life Pooh Bear gets greedy face stuck in jar, nearly dies.
What kind of monster fucking jar did he get, like, his face stuck into?
Oh, are we saying, like, it was like a Winnie the Pooh Bear?
They just called him Winnie the Pooh because he got his face stuck in the jar.
Is it a
jar.
Dick in a costume or for real bear?
Okay, let's see. An adorable, gluttonous bear youth was rescued in central Pennsylvania by four residents armed only with a rope, flashlight, and visions of Winnie the Pooh pawing frantically at a honeypot stuck on his head. I bet you this turns out
I mean, that's more
bear.
Cute
that's
than funny.
That's kind of adorable.
It is. Like, I'm sorry. We have a thing about bears in this household, so I just think that's adorable. I'll just skim through this.
The black bear is the best bear.
I feel
false.
Like this was a real bear, so it makes it less funny, more of like, oh, isn't that great they saved the bear? Okay, so now we'll go on to my second story about the West Point cadet rugby team.
The Rugbies. Yes, I have that here. A couple of the emails. Pretty much it's exactly what it sounds like. And the West Point rugby team. West Point, of course, the military academy has had a long
Upstate
history
New York.
Of fucking up sexual discrimination and shit. And they released a bunch of emails that were pretty insulting to gays, women, what have you. And I got some choice bits here from the emails. And these guys face no consequences or anything, by the way.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, they're just going to go into the military and go on and become generals. So.
Women can go to West Point, right? It's not.
Yes, they can.
So I'll try to read some of these highlights here. He got his dick touched by some rando skank from the hotel lobby he met 15 minutes earlier. Although failing to stick it in is grounds for bubble territory. Bubble meaning on the bubble of being a low for the week. I don't know what that means.
They have like a whole vocabulary. Like, this is their thing. This is West Point's rugby team's thing, is to bond as a group by going out there in the world and doing horrible things to women and the residents of the community. Like punching out the guy who tries to stop you from harassing the girl at the bar.
Yeah.
And then sticking to her anyway, that rando skank.
Here's the next one. Apparently everyone's favorite socially retarded center headbutted a dude over Thanksgiving and broke the fag's nose. All right, that's college shit.
I agree with this.
Exactly. This is West Point, though.
It's like
it's the Harvard of the
oh,
military.
Here's a good one. Dancing in a cage after having a butt plug in for 9 hours is a tight thing to do.
Well, I don't get like
out of context. that's funny.
Were they in trouble for him?
Just being generally inappropriate.
It's dumb to have emails about this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but if you check any fraternity's email, or like, I'm not calling the rugby a fraternity, but like any like group of people like that, I'm sure they did terrible things.
Maybe like college has changed with technology, but you didn't, like, I was a fraternity. You didn't talk about the shit through email. You'd laugh about it and talk about it the day after, like in person. I don't know. Maybe the world.
Anything in writing.
Maybe the world's a lot more like, you know, technologically advanced.
People
now.
Just snitching on themselves as paper trail, man. Like, just fucking don't write stuff down like that.
But I mean, I don't necessarily find anything wrong with it. I mean, if a girl is
breaking a guy's nose in is an assault charge.
Well, I mean, well, he's going to jail then. I mean, like,
we got some more here actually. Let's see.
If the girl was skanky enough to have sex with him after 15 minutes in a hotel lobby, I mean, the girl was clearly a skank.
She's ready to go.
I
mean,
well, you got a little racism.
I argue the girl was clearly a skank after that. Can you imagine the JAG court for them? That if he was the defense attorney, she clearly was a rando
this
skank.
This
dude talks like a fag, Your Honor.
Wait,
blah, blah, blah.
I've been watching that Trailer Park Boys show that you recommended, and there's some great like courtroom scenes in that where it's like that.
Oh, so,
Your Honor,
God.
If I can't curse and I can't smoke, I'm completely fucked here, okay?
Yeah. Oh, that whole speech he gave, and then the judge was just basically like, okay, you can curse.
Yeah, and smoke.
And smoke.
Here's some more. The only thing I would be more concerned about is this cadet not branching Korea or some other fucking Ching Chong place.
Brian is gaining more and more respect for these guys.
Brian would like to apply to West Point now.
So, I mean, West Point sounds like it's got its head on.
More the only thing...
Rando skanks making fun of...
The only thing she can call out is her own name as she fucks another cadet in the ass with an 8-inch black strap on. Get your girl a leash.
What?
Whoa, I wonder the story behind that. I think these guys do have some interesting stories.
Some of these aren't even... She taught him how to masturbate correctly and demonstrated on a sausage. She also showed him how to deep throat because he's homeschooled.
This shit can't
These are
real.
All out of context, for the record.
But they're still hilarious.
Hilarious. But like,
wait, how'd these leak? Like, what was the,
I don't know.
WikiLeaks is getting really low on their gossip.
I'm going to guess. Some snitch on the rugby team had a problem with the captain or something like the same way that sorority letter got leaked. Someone doesn't know how to keep their mouth shut and keep it in the family.
Someone was like, fuck this bitch and did that.
Yeah. When you call everyone in your sorority a cunt, you're probably going
to
get
this is just like... I don't know. They must have emailed the whole package to like some supervisor.
Someone fucked
like
up. Yeah.
This asshole rolled into the trainer's office wearing a chain around his neck. Dog tags? No. Only fags wear those. This is the military.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a problem.
Not the dog tags. They're there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just that they're army.
They're clearly douchebags. I mean, it's not that fucking...
But no offense
to protect and serve.
I mean, they're probably intelligent douchebags, but they're clearly douchebags. But, I mean, that's all West Point probably is. It's
no offense
assholes.
To them. They're military guys, but, you know, love the troops. But they're probably not the brightest bulbs if they're
no,
like...
No, those guys are smart.
There they are. Point, no, they are West Point.
Well, then
smart.
They
exactly.
Shouldn't have emailed.
They're smart assholes, apparently.
It's like cops. It's like cops. 90% of
cops are
dicks.
Mostly stupid.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree 100% with you.
And keep in mind, these are college kids, though.
Yeah, I agree. They're young.
College kids
stupid.
Are going to be college kids. They're going to be jackasses.
But
you're 23. It's your job to be an asshole.
I still would think they'd be a little more... Like, it's almost an Ivy League school, West Point. So, like, you would think they'd, you know, have a little restraint. I don't know. Jill went to an Ivy League school. Did the guys there have a little restraint, or are they all douchebags?
It's always the technology that'll get you caught. Now, they never put anything on email, but I do believe someone is really big trouble for filming a couple of girls when having sex with them and not letting them know about it.
Yeah. And putting
that's
and then putting
that's
it
creep,
on
though.
And putting it on like the fraternity like secret like
and also
website or
recently
whatever.
They were in trouble for putting cameras into female shower stalls.
Where?
West Point.
Ooh.
Like videotaping chicks in the shower.
See what you said, I had fraternity brothers do that shit. It's not that
bad, but crazy, if someone wants to bring you up on charges,
that's creepy.
You gotta be a douchebag, but yeah, no.
Man, I am douche, you're a creep, bro. Like you're like I gotta use like some 50s words, like, you're a creep.
I mean, that literally happened in the film Sorority Boys, except they didn't put it up on a website. They put it on film, and they're gonna show it at the alumni cruise.
It really is glorified in movies. Revenge of the Nerds, Sorority Boys.
Like, I went back
not that those two are on par with each other.
Technically, when the one nerd dresses up in her boyfriend's costume and has sex with her, is that rape?
That's rape.
That's rape.
That's straight up rape.
I don't care if he's in a Darth Vader costume or not. That's fucking rape.
I'm pretty sure Robot Chicken brought up that point, too, in one of the episodes.
Well, it's like every time I watch Back to the Future, all I see is rape now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Biff?
Yeah. Well, was Biff trying to do to Marty's mom? Oh.
Straight up rape the bitch.
And then you know what I do after somebody tries to rape my
but
woman.
No means
I keep him around to wash the cars 30 years later. You know?
No means yes, so clearly.
It's Sean Connery way.
No. Maybe yes. No, I didn't want it. Now I'm press charges. That's how it does sometimes happen. Sometimes. Not all times. Sometimes.
This is forming out to be just a super
rape-y.
Rape-heavy. Saying that rapey
every
vibe.
Fucking news
the rapening
has been raped here, tricked into rape,
coercion.
Talking about rape.
It's coercion.
A little bit of hepatitis C on the side.
Yeah, Jillian, when you looked up these news stories, did you have something in mind?
No.
Google search word rape.
Well,
rape news.
To keep with that, though, that like maybe you had something in your mind, like women's rights in your head, here's the news story I brought, and you can see how I react normally to things like religion. In England, there was a contractor who lost out on his dream job, about £100 a week IT role for NHS, National Health Service, after he offered his Muslim recruiter a bacon sandwich.
He lost a job over that?
He lost his fucking job, saying, she said, pretty much, I'll bring breakfast tomorrow, and he said, I'll grab some bacon sandwiches, and they fired his ass.
They can do that?
Yes.
In America, I feel like you'd fucking lose in court if you tried to fire someone over that. Like,
what's going on in England?
Very politically correct.
It's fucking ridiculous. This got me angry when I read it. Seriously?
Plus, bacon sandwiches are fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck's the problem, lady?
That's a good argument, though. I like it.
Can't your defense been like, I said bacon. I don't know how you got bacon from bacon. Like, I
said fucking bacon. Like, regardless of the fact, your religion's stupid. And,
wait, like, he had the job, or he...
This was the recruiter. So he was offered the job. He took the job.
He told her that.
And then as he was accepting the job, as he's walking out, he said the bacon thing. The next day, he gets a phone call saying, we can't give you the job because you were racially insensitive.
I mean, then
he went, what?
That's clearly ridiculous. He's not racially insensitive. But, I mean, they could deny him the job. It's not like, you know. I mean, just because you offer a job within a second, like you signed a contract or anything.
Yeah. His quote, Clive Hunt, 58 years old. I just can't believe it. I'm not a racist. And I only offered to buy her a bacon sandwich because she said she was coming for breakfast. It was an off-the-cuff comment. Seems right, right?
Yeah, you see.
Maybe he was the real racist. He's like, I'm going to buy you a bacon sandwich. Yeah.
And then grab his dick.
Eat it.
He's got Tourette's.
Maybe if he said, like, I'm going to cook your god into a steak or something.
Or, like, laid the bacon into a portrait of Muhammad or something.
Right. Something like that.
What if she said, I can't eat bacon? He's like, why? Like, my religion says, like, dictates I can't.
Yeah,
like,
why didn't that part of the
religion stupid.
Why did that not come up in the conversation, though?
Bacon's
why didn't she just say the normal response, I can't eat bacon? Like,
yeah.
You would think that would be the normal response.
My boss is Hindu.
And then he whips his dick out. What about sausage? Yeah.
My boss is Hindu. He's a vegetarian. I've offered him food before. Like, I'm going to grab something. You want, like, a, like, I'm getting pepperoni pizza. You want a slice? I can't eat meat. Okay.
What if you offered him some deodorant?
I wish he would fire my ass over that.
Oh, my friend who isn't Hindu, but she's Jan, which is, like, another religion in India, which is close to Hindu from my understanding of what you can and can't do. She didn't know pepperoni was meat.
Nice. She's dumb.
She was also drinking at the time, which you also can't do in her religion.
So what do you think pepperoni was?
This vegetarian pepperoni
is
delicious.
It sounds like a pepper of some sort or whatever.
She got to be stupid.
She figured it
out. Wait, is that because she's never eaten it, though?
She's never eaten it.
Oh, so
it was
not
the one time.
Crazy.
It was the one time. She never
she's,
eaten it.
I'm sure she's eating pepper, right?
Yeah.
She's like, this pepper's delicious.
She's eaten many types of food, so it was to my understanding that after a couple bites, she eventually figured it out.
She deduced that this was not a vegetarian.
This was not...
How does she repent in what religion was this?
Jan.
I wonder how they
in
get
Jan.
Jan or Jane, something
what,
like that.
She's do like Hail Marys. What does she do in Jan?
No, it's just some fasting and stuff like that. You know.
I wonder how they get the peppers into this delicious pepperoni.
Delicious meat packet.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how they crush the peppers into to resemble a tubed meat so much.
Again, she's never seen tubed meat in her
was
life.
Was she horrified
no,
when she found out it was a whole bunch of entrails and sodium?
I thought that would be mean. I wanted to tell her that, but it would be too mean.
Should have told her it's great on pizza.
It's just like when I told her that Ricky Martin was gay. She had no idea. She was so upset.
Guy's never been sided with a woman ever. But he was seen with on a beach with Ronaldo.
No, so you see the pictures
Ronaldinho.
Of him. This is, I know, going 10 years back, but him on the beach vacation with another dude on the back of the jet ski with him. I mean, before he even said, I'm gay, that picture said I'm gay.
Regardless how fun jet skis are, no dude's getting on my jet ski with me.
Yeah, it didn't hurt that they were both in Speedos, too, and oiled up.
And later well,
I
mean, on, yeah,
I want to say, out. Though, I'm in shock. I have no idea about this picture or anything. How the hell did Pete know about this? Pete's not a gossip person.
No, but I remember it for some reason.
That's crazy.
There's
I'm making up the Speedo thing for the record.
There was a whole series of photos, and the next photo was them having a tiff on the beach, and it was definitely like the gay couple tiff.
Maybe I should have gone with my initial joke, which was it didn't hurt that they were penetrating each other. Would that be less confusing for you?
I mean, yeah, that's a good shot to get if you're TMZ. That's a well-paying picture right there.
Well, back to our story here, just to wrap it up. Pretty much they said to him that it was also because he was carrying on the phone after they fired him that all this became an issue. Pretty much all he did, they accused him of making a racist remark and that he should admit wrongdoing. But he's like, I didn't do anything. And then he told him, quote, sawed off. And hung up the phone.
Oh, right. Sawed off.
Good for him.
I'm on him.
You gotta say with the accent. You are sawed off.
100% on this dude's side. Like, that's ridiculous.
You should be on this side. Yeah. Everybody should be on this side.
Luke?
Did he afterwards turn into UK Hulk?
I hope so. Dreadfully sorry. Smash.
Dreadfully sorry.
To come out of this podcast.
I know Lou loves
British Hulk.
Polite
Pardon
British Hulk.
Pardon me. Boom.
Pardon me. Hulk smash. Very good. What do you say we do a little stupid people then?
Yeah.
Stupid people.
Jillian, I'm going to let you kick off with your stupid people story of the week.
The story of the 450-pound rapper who loved Waffle House too much.
It sounds like a fairy tale.
Yeah, it doesn't end well. And he knows it
too. I'm guessing heart attack?
No. Jelly Roll, a 28-year-old white
rapper.
Jelly
Roll.
I like it.
What?
I went with the more stats. He's 28. He's white. Now guess what state?
Florida.
Tennessee.
Alabama.
Tennessee. I heard of Tennessee. Antioch, Tennessee.
It's going to be one of
respect.
Them.
Now, he's eaten at Waffle House more times than he can in his life. And guessing at 450 pounds, I'm saying you eat there twice a day or at least once a day. And he eats a certain all-star breakfast. Scrambled eggs with cheese and wheat toast. Hash browns.
Oh, good. Wheat toast.
That are double scattered, smothered, and covered in
chunks.
What's
double scattered?
I don't know. I'm not from Tennessee.
I've never heard that term before.
So far, it doesn't sound that bad for you.
This is some real fat people
I'm getting there. Smothered, covered in chunks, splattered with cheese, onions, and ham, and side of sausage on a chocolate chip waffle. There, that's where I got to.
That sounds fucking good, man.
That's not even that terrible.
Every day, though?
Go for it. I want you to eat that every day and see if you turn to that guy.
Woo!
I
mean, is this a challenge? Challenge accepted.
He lived a great life.
Go up a little bit.
I'm never that hungry in the morning.
He wasn't lived. He's still alive.
I'm never awake in the morning.
Can we listen to some of his music? I would love to hear.
Well,
I'm going to go waffles at the Waffle House.
Here, okay, so his album is entitled Waffle.
Pancakes are gay, waffles are awesome.
No, it's entitled, and I'm going to screw this up, so let me go down. It's Whiskey, Weed, and Waffle House, which is a throwback to a country song written by Hank Williams III, who wrote,
Monday Night Football?
Whiskey, Weed, and Women.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking
this
dude.
Now, the problem
Jelly
is,
Roll?
While many rappers have used Waffle House in their songs, you know, even Jay-Z has referenced it, is that Jelly Roll's cover art mimics the Waffle House menu, including the trademark. Do you think they would have given him the copyright? Like, he used to use a trademark for his rap album?
What the fuck does Waffle House
care?
Yeah,
look, you just don't want a 405-pound guy representing you.
Why would they care if you've seen the people walk into Waffle House?
Or have you seen, at his point, have you seen people working there?
There's a reason that every McDonald's commercial has 120-pound people in it. You never see the behemoths there. In any of those commercials.
No, it's always the fit people with jobs.
Exactly. It's like a business professional, and he just really wants an Angus burger.
Well, McDonald's is a huge, huge entity where Waffle House is just like...
Waffle House is actually quite big in the South. It's
not
quite
big.
They're basically in the Southeast.
It's like IHOP.
But if you think about it, he bought the rights.
No,
he
didn't.
He put all their kids through college with all the fucking waffles he ate.
That's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, for 450 pounds worth. He bought it.
At first, when he heard that Waffle House was doing him, he thought it was funny and joke. He said, how awesome that they noticed me, because he thought he was so below the radar that they wouldn't know. He then
No, you're not below the radar. You're 450 pounds.
He
You are the radar.
You are quite a big blip on it.
Yeah. He then wisely went to his attorney. His attorney's like, no, Waffle House sues people for real.
He has attorneys.
Yeah, he went to. I was shocked too.
It's his cousin Krispy Kreme.
Representing like the Rocky Five, like, saying it's like, sue me for what? Like, what can this guy possibly have?
You know, his attorney's called Jusu. It's like another funny thing.
Well, the thing is that Jelly Roll already has, I don't know how old his daughter is. I won't, her name is in the story, but he's trying to make money to
Honey
support
Boo Boo.
No, I don't know if the little one has a weight problem too, but the mother, after dating Jelly Roll, came out as a lesbian. And his whole thing is he's got to make it in this draft game. Otherwise, Bailey's going to end up living in a trailer, which my response was,
Bailey?
Bailey's not, I said her name. Bailey's not already living in a trailer? Yes, he named his kid Bailey.
He was after the Irish Cream?
Yeah. I'm going to guess so.
I feel like Bailey is a name.
Look, like when you have crazy. A 450-pound dude who's rapping about the Waffle House, I like to imagine everything in his life is named after something consumable.
Because he likes whiskey, he likes weed, and frequently finds himself in a Waffle House, which is the other thing.
Probably after a lot of whiskey and weed.
All the whiskeys to name your kid after, you name after Bailey's. Like.
He's also very upset with the fact that he didn't think of suing Waffle House first, considering he's 450 pounds.
Can you still do that?
Not now.
I thought that the
can
kids,
he counter sue? Can
no,
he,
the kids I, who did that initially did it with McDonald's lost that suit, right?
Wait, yeah, so
as they should have.
The story
for making
is
me fat.
The story is he's getting sued, not that he perished from like choking on a waffle.
Exactly, he's being sued by Waffle House for infringement of copyright or trademark.
This went a wildly different way than I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought he's going to be like a chubby dude.
No, but my whole thing is I kind of want Waffle House to, like, drop the lawsuit. Like, he's trying his best. Like, he, like, had to scrap the video he made for it. He had to cancel the concert.
It's like, look, it's free promotion.
Apparently, Jelly Roll isn't the business master we thought he was.
No, he did admit that what he did was unprofessional, which I also thought was, you know, what the word
unprofessional
means.
It's funny because I always, when I hear Jelly Roll, I think professional.
He comes off in this story a lot smarter than what you would think from the initial information I gave you.
Look, his name's Jelly Roll. That's all I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah.
And he's 450 pounds.
Yeah.
He's got to reevaluate his life.
Just poor Jelly
Roll. How do you know
Roll?
He's not like 8 foot tall? Like maybe
I saw a picture of the guy. He's not that tall. He's like 5'10".
I got to hear his music. It's got to be about nothing but food and...
Listen,
well, it's purely about whiskey, food, and marijuana.
Basically rapping recipes, I'm guessing.
Smoking a blunt and going to Waffle House.
But just, guys, if you're going to start a business, just be careful about trademark infringement. It's very easy to avoid. Just ask permission.
Don't assume they want the free publicity.
Evan Williams got the same exact tagline as Jack Daniels, yet they never got sued.
No, see, there's a difference.
Like the Evan Williams, is it the Evan Williams thing that just looks exactly
like Jack
Daniels?
They took the same bottle.
It's literally the same thing. They never got sued.
Depends on when the label was made and whether or not the other companies ever actually tried to protect their trademark for that label.
So what you're trying to say is you can go for it.
Try it. Consult a lawyer. Consult a lawyer and see. But there are things that go into behind this. Sorry, I was going to be in pre-law for like 2 seconds.
I think that we should seriously contact Jelly Roll to see if he wants to make the 30-second
promotion.
Just the 30-second music for like TV.
Jelly Roll is actually a bigger deal than I thought. I just looked him up. He's done songs with Lil Wayne.
What?
He's done songs with Busta Rhymes.
Wait,
Exhibit, Snoop Dogg.
He's just trying to make it blow it up for himself.
He was on SNL with Exhibit
a few years
back.
We should also check out Jelly Roll's music. Let's help this. Because every time his lawyer makes contact with Waffle House or Waffle House contacts him, he's got to pay his lawyer another $500. So let's help Jelly Roll out.
I just want to point out, too, you look at a picture of this guy, it's hard to look tough when you're gross like that.
You don't look 450, I'll tell you that. You don't look 450.
Don't 450. You're what?
450.
He's a 50.
We're talking
Jesus
about Southern rap. Is he a 450?
We're talking about
big,
the Loch Ness
Monster. Like,
this guy looks...
It's not as bad as it sounds.
This guy looks like he vibrates when he talks.
I need about 350.
He still looks like he could break you in half, Pete, so be careful.
I'm not really... I'll outrun him.
He's going to break you in half before he dips you in buffalo sauce.
And eats your face.
Oh, wait. One more thing. One more thing that he is smart, but not so smart as he... does still enjoy whiskey, does still enjoy weed, and the problem with that is that he still finds himself at a fucking Waffle House at like 2 a.m. every now and then, giving them
in
more of
fairness,
his money.
I know more than one person in this room who does a little whiskey and weed and ends up at a White Castle.
But is White Castle suing you?
Myself included.
But is White Castle suing you?
I'm just not rapping about it.
I'm not making my whole like entity of White Castle.
It's not your persona.
I'm Sweet Hollow Dinah Boy!
Like I'm making my album called Crave Case.
Crave Case. They call me 50 Stack.
His name is Justin Herman, a.k.a. Jalapeno Slider.
Yo, it's your boy 50 Stack out here.
And his boy over there, Clam Strips.
Wait, Pete, it's Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno
Slider.
All right. It's not Italian, it's Italian.
Cahackies.
Cahicky pants.
We can just fucking make a mock rap video.
Why not?
Just stupid shit. I'll be like Chicken Ring since we're doing White Castle.
I have a feeling White Castle would be a little more cool about it. Yeah, they did lend the name to Harold and Kumar.
And
Didn't they pay for it?
What?
Do you think Harold and Kumar paid for the
Originally, it was supposed to be a different restaurant. I forgot which restaurant.
Oh, White Castle was like, oh, take us.
Please.
They couldn't get the rights to the other restaurant, White Castle stepped up.
Well, you got to figure they're third in the fast food chain. Right.
Third,
fourth, as far as burger joints, like
fifth.
No, wait, who's
McDonald's,
your one and two?
McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Oh, I forgot about
Carl's Jr.
Rogers.
Oh, we don't have Carl's
Hardee's,
and they don't have White Castle around there.
Is there a Roy Rogers in Long Island?
Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers like out of business. They like one in the city.
That's fucking gone.
What do you say we do the next story?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
That was a good place.
I missed that. That delicious rotisserie chicken. All right. Have you guys ever had bed bugs?
No.
And if
negative.
So, what would you do to get rid of them?
Throw out my bed.
Burn
and
it.
Bomb my house, I guess.
Rape someone.
And the winner is?
Justin.
No, the winner is Lou, actually, because a guy in Woodbury, New Jersey.
Yes.
You heard this one?
I know Woodbury very well.
Oh, okay.
She's just happy that her steak got mentioned. So I feel like Bon Jovi and the boss are all about to.
Our guy from Jersey, he got some bed bugs, so he tried to burn them out using a combination of a thermostat, space heaters, and a hairdryer, and he burnt his house down.
No propane?
But the bed bugs are gone.
It would have worked. It did work. Exactly.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
I mean, that sounds a little hickish, so I would have thought propane was involved. Well, I thought he would have gone King and Hill on that shit.
I'm sure this guy probably had a gas leak.
He's not too far
So wait, but he was burning his bed?
He was trying to superheat
sweat
his room.
Them out. He's trying to sweat these bitches out. Eventually they're like, God, it is hot in here.
That's pretty much how they do it, though. Like, I think they use like steam or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost impossible.
No way. They go into your house and they bomb it with chemicals.
No. When I had the infestation, I was living on the Upper East Side, which is notorious for bed bugs now, unfortunately. They had me put all my clothing through their super industrial
heated.
Well, here's the thing.
But yeah, that's after you throw out
like
your mattress. And
Here's the thing. The EPA has made a statement that's saying, yes, high sustained heat can kill bed bugs, but doing that yourself using those particular tools won't do the job and are dangerous, apparently. You need special equipment. This guy should probably not have done a Google search on home remedies for bed bugs and burned his fucking house.
I'm about
to
say, in all fairness, if the EPA made a statement on it, clearly he's not the only one.
According to this, he actually Googled this.
Yeah, everyone's
and someone
doing
recommended
it.
And somebody on a message board somewhere.
Lou?
Then he has right to sue or something.
Sue who?
I thought he fucking MacGyvered that shit. If he got, like, advice, that's not
He probably just looked up bed bugs. Oh, it says online here they don't like heat.
You know those random websites like SparkNotes or whatever or AskMe.com? Like, you end up, eventually, you're looking for, like, actual medical advice, and you end up with the most random idiots in the world, and you got to look at the layout of the website to figure out if I should actually listen to this person or at least the person's name. And
absolutely. You follow some idiot's advice, it's not their fault. It's clearly you. Your fault. I mean,
I don't know.
He must have been sweating balls too.
What you need to do is you gotta get yourself a really hot hair dryer and just break open your airspace there or whatever the thing's called and just flood your shit with heat. Flood your shit with heat. That's what he just followed.
Jill, I like your voice interpretation, but where was this?
Mm-hmm. This is Jersey.
Oh where was this?
He was listening to someone. He's definitely listening to someone, and it's below the Mason-Dixon line. They talk like that in that part.
It kind of went.
I thought it was a Jersey.
I kind of went more like, turn the heat up in your house.
I'm
it's the boss.
Yeah.
I'm I'm going to tell you guys something horrific.
You got to sweat out those bread bones. Make it hot as hell, and they'll run.
I want you to do Bon Jovi now, doing it. I got to do a request.
It's hot as hell.
Yeah, something like that. Something, some rock anthem.
How about some Foreigner? Just sing Hot Blooded.
Hot Blooded, check in and see.
I was just at my brother's house for Father's Day dinner. And you would not believe
I got one now, finally.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, turn off the air. Put up the heat. We'll sweat those bitches out. Whoa, turn off the air. All
right. That's fair, yeah.
There you go.
Turn off the air.
Well, like I was saying, I was just at my brother's house, and my sister-in-law's little sister in the bathroom breaks fucking through the door screaming bloody murder, screaming at the top of her lungs. And then I see my sister-in-law run over and see what's wrong with her. Bloody murder, screaming, freaking out. She had a tick on her. A tiny little tick.
Well. Dude.
It looked like a pin drop. I understand you that
look, oh my God,
deer
Lyme
ticks
disease.
Are dangerous, but this thing was clearly not even burrowed in. And the explosion of, hey, if these girls could have gotten their hands on some flamethrowers, she wouldn't have had a leg anymore.
Funny story about a tick. We got pulled over once, and our friend Tommy P., he had a tick on him, and the cop would not let him get out of the car, but he was freaking out in the car. He's like, there's a tick on me! There's a tick on me! The cop's like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I got a tick on me!
Yo, Lyme disease is some scary shit.
But ticks are not ticks are not hard to remove. I've been hiking before, and I've, you know, you do the check, but I wake up the next day, and I got a tick on me, and it's like engorged at that point and gross. You just poke it off.
Yeah. I mean, like any other bug.
Tick, but okay.
You heat up a match or something, and you burn it, and it lets go, and then you done.
Yeah, I had one as a kid. I got probably freaked out. I was probably 10 years old. I didn't freak out crazy. I was like,
these
what
are
the
adults.
Hell is it? My dad's like, well, that's a whole other story.
It's not like a venomous, like
dad's like that's
bug.
A tick. He took it off.
Dude,
me.
It's just like any other bug. You pick it off, you throw it off.
Well, it's not that easy to pick off.
If it's a deer tick, you want to get the head. You know, you want to make sure.
No, I'm saying if it's on you, I'm talking about, like, it's crawling on her, right?
Yeah. It hadn't actually, like, sunk in yet?
It was on her, and it had bit, but it wasn't in it. The head wasn't, like, fully, it didn't burrow in.
Yeah, like my tick, I remember.
That's what
like
she
really
said.
Go at it.
Sorry.
There you go. But I spent the next 20 minutes explaining to adults how Lyme disease works.
Lou?
From what I hear, the best thing to do for a tick is to turn up the heat, get your hair dryer, and sweat that fucker out.
I'm burning.
Well,
for
luckily
you.
For that guy, he was in Jersey, so he must have had like 30 hair dryers in his home.
Probably has some aerosol hairspray cans to help, like a bunch of flamethrowers.
Like, oh, I hit it with the spray tan. It did nothing.
Baby, go in the IROC outside and go get in a couple more hair dryers.
What do you guys say? We do some Florida stuff.
Florida stuff? All right.
I always like saving the Florida for last because. Holy shit! You just the stories you get, you can't make it up.
It's a big state.
I'll just give you the headline: Man stabs his own brother in fight over mac and cheese.
Oh, Kraft Mac, damn,
better than American Idol.
Oh no, my brother! You've got to get your own.
He's like, bro, that's my last mac and cheese. Don't eat that.
So this guy's name, Randy Zipperer.
Zipperer?
The Zipperer.
They had the ER on.
Zipper. Yeah, it's Zipper with an ER and an additional ER at the end. 49 years old, Deltona, Florida. Between Daytona and Orlando. Right. Creative. He was upset because he couldn't find his mac and cheese. And then his brother tried to help him find the mac and cheese, and his brother knocked over his open beer, prompting Zipperer to stab his brother in the stomach with a steak knife.
And my beer!
I showed you guys the mug shot. Does that look like a man who would stab his brother over a spilt beer and some mac and cheese?
Yes, exactly, yes. That's how I would describe the man, yes.
Well, he was already flustered that he could not find his mac and cheese.
I could only define this guy as drunk Santa?
Yes.
He strikes me as the kind of man that you don't want to lay your finger on his butterfinger.
Yeah, a couple teeth missing.
But this is not like a bad Santa, drunk Santa. Like,
this is
like...
No, this makes bad Santa look handsome and well put together.
Legitimate drunk Santa.
This guy's missing front rows of top and bottom teeth. That's probably why he wanted the mac and cheese.
I love
salt
taffy.
On the gums. He needed that Kraft Mac because it's nice and squishy.
He might want to think about mashed potatoes would be more up his alley is what I would think.
Do you know that in Canada that all mac and cheese is considered Kraft dinner?
Considered what?
Kraft. Kraft they think dinner. All macaroni and cheese is a Kraft.
They just
product.
Call it Kraft dinner. That's all.
Like Band-Aids versus adhesive medical strips?
Exactly.
Yeah, like Band-Aids just a company that makes bands.
Scotch tape.
Well,
versus...
they also consider ham bacon, so.
What if they
don't know what they're doing.
Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, A.
The only star that ever came out of there was Owen Hart.
What about Pamela
Blue blazing
Anderson?
It to the end. Blue.
Oh, Pamela Anderson became American citizen.
What about
mind.
Robbie
you
Sparkles?
Consider her a star? Oh,
she was once considered a star.
What? Speaking of wrestling, I met some wrestlers yesterday.
Who?
Do you remember Tommy Dreamer?
Yeah.
I
he
met
was
him.
Awesome.
He's from this area, I think.
Yeah, that's why he was at the show.
Yeah.
Looking a little worse for wear.
He got a little chubby.
Do any of them look awesome, like the former wrestlers? Anyone
well,
looking awesome?
The other one I met was, I don't know if you remember, the WWE's Ashley.
Oh, yeah. She's from Babylon.
Yeah.
Ashley Massaro, she's dope.
I'll show you some pictures.
Yeah.
A little beat up. A little rough.
Yeah.
Shorter than I would think, too.
No, she was like 5'2".
Where did you meet them?
Long Island Eternal Con. It was a local comic convention that I had a spare ticket that I was able to grab.
Nice.
So.
Okay, when you said you met her and they're worse for wear, I figured like...
Some like
train station.
She oh, was, no.
She was
I
hooking,
gave them change.
Hooking herself
she
out.
Was hooking, he was pimping. Yeah.
She's over at Crystal Cafe. Anyone go check her out right now?
Anyone
like...
who doesn't Ooh. Pay gets a fucking DDT.
Crystal Cafe was the first strip club I ever walked into and then turned right out. Like, left right away.
Is it that bad? I've never been
I went in
that
there,
particular one.
I went in there with her friend Freddie.
Yeah.
It was his idea. I wanted to go to a respectable establishment.
Gossip.
He wanted to save a few bucks. And we promptly left. We were about to order a beer, and we're like, no.
Kenny swears by that place.
Kenny's a creepy dude.
Well, that's my first impression of Ken, by the way, is this is like a year into us dating. It's like our first Easter together, which is like an incredibly religious, incredible family holiday, in my mind at least. You pick up the phone, you put him on speaker, and he's like, hey, yo, Katz, you want to check out, go to Crystal Cafe with me? At that point, I knew what the Crystal Cafe was. I'm like, who is this person?
Anybody yeah. who's heard the Ken episodes knows what Ken's about.
That is my first
he wears
impression
it.
Of
he
Ken.
Wears it like a badge.
Yeah.
Crystal Cafe is fucking dirty.
Yeah, it is.
It is so
and it's apparently where
dirty.
Ken likes to go on Easter Sunday.
The word crystal is really...
not just, applicable.
It's not appropriate.
It's a little rough around the edges.
You don't want to go into a strip club that looks a lot like a shit.
It should be the fucking Copper Cafe or something.
I mean, I feel like, other than gossip, every strip club in the island looks kind of like a shed.
There's some decent ones.
I want to open up a strip club just called, like, the Bronze Medal.
The Bronze.
You know what you're
it's
getting into.
It's all the C-team.
The Participation Trophy.
Right? Oh, Christ.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
And for Long Island listeners, I mean, Cafe Royale ain't bad.
Is that a strip club? I thought it was like a pool hall.
It's half pool hall, half strip club.
No, wait.
I started in the pool hall and wandered in and went, oh, this is here too?
There's still a pool hall in there?
I haven't been there in a while.
Oh, because
I stepped up my game, I go to gossip.
They tried to do that with Vegas. Like, Vegas used to have pool/strip clubs. And then what happened was everyone was getting extracurriculars in the pool. And they realized we can't do this anymore. So they had to actually make
it.
Are you saying... pool? Like,
pool? No, I mean, pool. Full party. My bad. Yeah, that doesn't make
okay,
sense.
Okay, I thought you were talking like
yeah,
in a
pool.
Pool
table.
Yeah.
No.
You're fucking on pool tables, dude.
No. So they realized...
It's like Plato's Retreat.
Strippers giving head in the pool wasn't working.
Got great lung capacity. Watch out, fucking...
That didn't work?
Oh, it worked,
Ariel,
but
everyone,
not legally.
Ariel.
So.
I was gonna say, that sounds great.
We need more chlorine.
Like, how long ago did you go? Because for years now, they turned it into Expression.
Expression
slash
The adult shop.
Yes.
Expressions.
Yes.
I bought pajamas there once.
I was this close to buying underwear with a elephant trunk on the front.
Yeah.
Why
and
wouldn't you?
Every time I have sex, go.
It's not like I have a problem with these sources. I prefer, you know, like Agent Provocateur or something like that.
Well,
like,
I always tell this story. Like, I was there buying like this pair of pajamas that my ex-girlfriend wanted me to get for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And the woman in front of me was desperately trying to return a dildo, the kind that sticks on the wall, like in the shower.
Yeah, those?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, shower dildos?
It sticks on the shower wall. It's got a suction cup on the end. And according to this woman, this thing had no grip. She was trying to make the case. Like, look, it has no grip. It keeps falling off. What do I do?
Like,
the,
lady, you shoved it up your twat. I'm not taking it back.
The lady behind the counter was like, is it used? She's like, yeah, but it won't stick. And it's like, yeah, then you're going to keep it.
Listen, sweetheart, your pussy's too powerful.
You basically have to make it a permanent fixture at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you screw it in at that point.
Crazy glue or some shit.
Don't
or
be ashamed.
Or you just fucking... You rail yourself outside the shower. I don't know.
Well, why buy one that sticks if you're not going to use it to stick? Then?
Why buy one that sticks in general? Like, do you want the nice cold feeling of a cold wall or something like that? Like,
oh, damn.
No, that's creepy. I'm like, that's weird.
I've never seen Jillian look so uncomfortable during a conversation.
Nice, wet, cold wall, man. Yeah, I'm taking a shower.
What are the alternatives? Like, your own hand? Or even
the shower head.
Shower head, right?
Shower head. But it has
a long hot bath.
If it doesn't pulse, it's no good. See, that's what I mean. That's why I look uncomfortable, because I get to spend so much knowledge, but I'm just going to bite my tongue.
I've also heard even weirder about a girl putting a strap on her favorite, like, childhood teddy bear.
For real?
Yes.
Why
is it
pedo bear?
I guess so.
I need a strap on that would either fit a small child or a teddy bear. Do you have one in stock?
And immediately as you leave the building, you get arrested for that term of phrase.
You know, it would be great if they put on a Teddy Ruxpin. So he's reading you stories while...
50 Shades of Grey. He reads you 50 Shades of Grey while he penetrates
with those
you.
Creepy dead eyes.
He was a fucking creep. 80s. Like 80s toys were fucking creepy. They have that. You have the whatever that Chucky was based on.
Oh, My Buddy.
My Buddy.
I had a My Buddy until I saw Child's Play.
When I saw it, I threw that motherfucker down the stairs with a vengeance. Like,
you know we're eventually going to get a stupid story. Girl gets raped by her teddy bear.
Give it a month.
She wakes up and Ted is on top of her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. No, that's not funny. That's going to be me. That's not funny at all.
Oh, they have a life-size Ted up there.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it sleeps with us, or we put it next to the chair next to us, and I'm going to wake up being raped by it now. Thanks a
lot. It is really, realistically too big to have in the bed. It's fucking pretty big.
It's
like having
a
third person.
Yeah.
I said it's Brian. This is practice for having a child that has a problem with nightmares.
A gigantic bulbous head.
So, real quick vote. I'm going to throw it out there. How many of you, if hooking up with someone that's exceedingly hot, would be willing to go ahead with furry fetish?
Do I have to be in the suit or does she?
Wait,
because I ain't fucking nobody in a squirrel outfit.
Wait.
She or he is in the suit.
What about?
And you don't know until you're right about to do it.
So like you're getting hot and heavy, and it's like be right back. And she goes in the bathroom. You're expecting lingerie. She comes out as a teddy bear.
Out comes like the fucking Nesquik bunny.
Lou, you
Mark Lobster Mule.
Right? Like, I have to supply my own suit?
No, they're just going to fuck you in the suit. You're going to be human, I'm guessing, the scenario, which is even creepier.
You're human.
Whatever.
Pussy's pussy.
One yay. One nay?
How hot is she?
Lou?
Exceedingly.
What does it matter? You're not going to see her.
You can't see her.
I know, but I just like to know.
Hotter than you expect you can get.
I fucking know Uggo in a teddy bear suit.
No, forget that. It's better to fuck the Uggo in the teddy bear suit. Like, fuck it, you're great. Like, if you had like a coyote ugly, she comes in fucking bunny outfits, like, nice. We're on the same page here.
It doesn't help.
You know what?
Girl.
I'm going to change my. I'm just going to say I do it for the story.
See, I was going to say the opposite. I'll do it. No one's going to know.
Lou, you've actually tapped into one of my fears in life.
Teddy
and
bears.
Anyone who attended college with me knows this. No, anyone who attended college with me knows this. Whenever the big red mascot would sneak up behind me, the giant teddy bear with no pants would come up behind me. Yes, it would freak me out. But. If he's really hot, yeah, sure, why not?
What's wrong, Jalen?
I don't get
why
you...
Don't you find me sexy?
I don't get why you people like care if the people are hot or not in the outfit.
It doesn't matter.
Does not matter.
I don't... If the guy was ugly, I wouldn't do it. If the guy was normal looking... Even if you want to do this, honey, we're not doing it because I'm scared.
Well,
I'm scared.
I'd rather fuck like somebody in like a furry outfit than like let's say they're wearing the V for Vendetta mask. Like that's angry sex. I don't know if I want to... Like, it's vicious.
There's knives involved.
Yeah.
Well, eyes wide shut.
Basically,
see, that doesn't creep me out as much.
That
as the
shit
bear.
Don't freak you out.
What if he's doing his fucking V poems? Wow.
You are viciously, vicaciously, ferociously.
As a girl who enjoyed 50 Shades of Grey, Oddly enough, yeah, that is a deal breaker.
Instead of knives, he's fucking throwing dildos at you.
No, it depends on what I'm into that evening. So if I want that kind of
I'm never into the Beef and Vendetta mask. Like, that might be a I don't know. I probably still would fuck her. But like, that might be a deal. Like, when she puts on that mask, like, let's fuck. It's just like, with that mask on, too? Like, why? Yeah. Like, why is that your thing?
I've pushed for Slave Leia or Catwoman, but that's crossing a line.
Fan of the Opera's creepy, oddly enough.
No, but I would definitely, I'd rather fuck a totally, like, foul bitch in a furry suit. Like, I think that would be the better way to go.
You'd rather take the ugly, I don't have
I'd rather just not fuck
right
a foul bitch. No,
but
regardless
like,
of elaborate costuming.
No, because, like, if you, I mean, like, I don't, like, I'd rather, obviously the hotter girl would be better, but, like, If the furry suit came
Brian's
into play,
Brian's totally missing the point of this.
No, if the furry suit came into play,
you're just like furry suit, whatever.
It's just, I have a great Valentine's.
I just want to fuck me an ugly girl.
No, wait, so when you're a single dude and you're at the bar, you just got to get done somehow. Like, come on.
So you're just gonna keep a fucking furry suit.
If the girl told me at the bar, it's like, you know. Like, I want to fuck. And she was ugly. I'm like, oh, and then she's like, I got a furry suit. So
I
like,
got a furry suit for you. That's
<She's> on one condition. You got to wear this.
I'm like, you know what? I think I could do that.
I think, why are you dressed like the Grimace?
I think Brian would be sold instantly if she said, I'm going to be dressed like Pikachu.
Yes, I was just thinking
and he
that.
Gets to dress as Ted.
Yeah.
I don't want to dress as shit. You probably sweat balls in those outfits, dude. Yeah. They have no ventilation.
It was 100 degrees yesterday at the con. And first thing I see when I walk up is a guy in a full Darth Vader suit fucking almost passed out on the sidewalk.
If she's like, if I had to wear this suit, I'm like, I'm not into it. Like, I'm not, I'm like, dude, you have to throw out the suit, the puddle of sweat that'd be in.
What if it's a nice, like, crisp winter evening? And it's actually kind of
you
refreshing.
You got a lot of central air going.
Wait, what if she's dressed as Mr. McJiblets?
I mean, because it's funny. But, I mean, no, I don't want to wear the suit. Like, you can wear the suit. If you need me to put, like, maybe a helmet on it, I don't know. Like.
Lou, so, this has been a great hypothetical.
I mean, wait, so where do we stand on
was,
that?
Everybody said yes.
Yeah.
It was yes.
For various reasons.
Shocker.
I would have to go to the psychiatrist afterwards. And by the way, I think Lou should do these for more often. I think we should have Hypothetical Lou. Mm-hmm. As
Hypothetical
ongoing.
Lou, I like it.
Hypothetical Lou, I like
Thank
it.
You.
Lou, get
Thank
on
so
it.
Much.
I like this.
It'll get me a theme song or something.
I'll right? make you on this week.
Speaking
It'll
of
be a little Doctor Who-y, like, woo.
I already used that for History of Gaming.
We do that on A Squad. But while we're talking theme songs, let's do some Price of Admission.
Mm-hmm.
Price of Admission, G.
Yeah, bitches. All right, well, this is going to be a short one because we've already seen the two movies, the two big releases this week, and we've recorded podcasts about them that
and
are
they were awesome.
Coming really soon. So I don't know if everybody's seen them.
Not yet.
One out of two.
We're going to get your thoughts. First up, Man of Steel.
Fantastic.
Rotten Tomatoes, 56%.
That's
shocking. 56%.
Dead on. It got lower.
Directed by Zack Snyder, and I got to say, 56 is... fucking wrong.
I just goes to show you can't always trust the review.
This one I gotta disagree with because everything I read all the reviews, well, at least portions of each. Everything they complained about in this movie was something I loved. Yeah. Action scenes are too big. Yeah, it's Superman.
They were like,
the score is too overdramatic. Yeah,
Sandy,
it's Superman.
Action scenes are too big. It's like saying a chick in a porno is too hot.
Yeah. Exactly.
I read them today, and I agree that all the reviews were saying pretty much like. Oh, it's not like the old Superman.
Everyone loves.
No, wait.
Who gives a shit?
Sandy Kane literally said, it was too loud. I think all these people are just really old reviewers.
Yeah,
who
turn
just...
it down. It's too loud in there.
They wanted
Clark Kent. They wanted this, like, timid image of Superman, not comic booky, not, like, fucking awesome. They wanted this stupid bullshit of, like, what is, I don't even know.
Why isn't he fighting Lex Luthor?
Yeah, like,
my father put it best today when we were having dinner and I told him I saw this. He goes... Whatever, he's not a pussy. He's got hair on his chest.
That was I actually noticed that he wasn't like totally shaved.
He had hair on his head. Yeah. This is a man's Superman. This isn't fucking Christopher Reeves, Richard Donner's movie. This isn't some lighthearted fare. This is a for real Superman movie that takes itself a little seriously, granted, but is a lot of fun. Great action scenes, awesome score. I couldn't love this movie more.
Kevin Costner, Russell Crowe,
and everyone I've talked to who's seen it, like human to human contact. Everyone's loved it.
I thought Bill hated it.
I haven't talked to Bill
in
person.
What's the user rating on it, actually?
Oh, I got to look that up.
I actually didn't see it either.
That's actually a good point. Let's see
after the whole weekend. Oh, speaking of which, by the way, do you know how much money it made?
I do not.
121 million. It broke a June record. No film in June. The last film in June, they said, was Toy Story 3.
Is that an opening?
Well, for it was 111 for the weekend. It was 131 for like Thursday. Apparently, Walmart had it. And Walmart make 20 million extra.
Who the fuck goes to Walmart?
I don't know. But apparently in America, a lot of people did on Thursday.
People in Antioch, Tennessee who enjoy Waffle House.
You guys want to quickly play the audience guessing game? We guess the audience rating?
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
This is, of course, get as close as you can without going over like Price is Right rules.
It's got to be absurdly high.
Justin, I'm starting with you.
That sucks. All right, 86.
86 for Justin. Lou, what do you think the audience rating for this movie is?
Damn, that was a good guess, 86.
Try not to go...
I know, I wanted to go higher because I know people can screw me, but...
90.
90.
Ah.
Brian.
94.
Julian?
Without having seen it?
Without having seen
Say
it.
Say one.
78.
78. Julian, you're our winner because it's 82.
Yeah, makes sense.
Still quite a jump from 56.
That's a good score, but usually the user ratings are much higher.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked by this. I really enjoyed this movie.
Broke record. Broke the June record for release date.
And deservedly. I thought it was really fun. Yeah. I thought it was just a fun movie.
I was happy to see that it had so much success because I was like, this movie's awesome. The reviews suck.
Yeah, it needs the success because fuck these people. I
hope they make a second.
Like, this literally, I hate to use the tired term, but this ain't Yo Daddy's Superman. This is a good, solid, modern Superman movie.
Yeah, I remember seeing one review where the headline was very clever. We don't need another hero.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We do.
I'll never get tired of these superhero movies, to be honest with you. And this one set a bar for.
But don't they always
scenes.
Just crap on these movies? Like, constantly. They just always.
Not Iron Man.
The last Batman movie. The last Batman movie.
They've been getting it right.
Like, they do. They crap on not Iron Man because critics love Robert Downey. Because
he does a good job as the actual.
As an alcoholic.
Stark. Not as Iron Man. Like, because the movie's basically Tony Stark, not Iron Man. They can call the movie Tony Stark. You know, and then
this last one definitely.
Yeah. But they're thinking about dropping him, so there's that.
That's a fucking mistake. He's
thinking of getting out. That's the thing there.
Yeah, that's the other side of that.
He wants to start a new series. He doesn't care what it is.
Yeah,
Sherlock Holmes movies.
I'm like, didn't you do a bad enough job with Sherlock Holmes? Not him, but like everyone involved.
I liked the first one though. In terms of like, it's kind of cool how they would show you what was going to happen.
But by the second one, I was tired.
Everyone told me to go. I haven't seen either yet. Everyone was like, that movie was fantastic.
The first one was good. The second one was like the same. Thing. Yeah, it was like Hangover 2.
I never really liked Sherlock Holmes in general. Like,
it's not
a lot of adaptations.
This is
it's
action.
Not very
Sherlock.
Exactly. It's like Guy Pearce meets fucking Sherlock Holmes, which is exactly
but without any of that cool like
without the cool
lock
British
stock.
Yeah. True.
All right, let's go to next one. Next movie.
It's Hollywood British.
Next movie that came out this week, which we also saw. This is the End.
Awesome.
That killed it too. Apparently,
this one was 85%.
Yeah.
87 audience.
Mm-hmm. 34 million. It cost 31 to make or something. They already made their money back.
They're already in advance.
It's got a dynamite cast.
Yes, it does.
Awesome. It was
it's basically
good.
The guys in comedy who are just absolutely killing it right now.
Who knock it out of the park each time.
Oh, they're all there.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but I'm definitely going.
Can I
you
tell
can
you?
See it.
See it.
Yeah. Definitely
see it.
Gonna.
And you know what's funny?
Take off your headphones right now and go see it.
We told Pete, you got to see it. It's awesome. Blah, blah, blah. It should have ruined his expectations, and he's still...
I fucking loved it. Mm-hmm. This is the most quotable movie of the year.
Absolutely.
And I actually read a little bit of news about the movie. You know how Hermione's in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently they asked
we got
a kid
fucking Hermione.
Who plays mm-hmm. Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah,
first.
You heard that. Yep.
And he said, I don't want to be in a shitty movie.
We talked about this in the podcast.
Well, you talked about it on the...
Exactly. The script apparently 2 years ago was terrible. And like they realized it after. Henry Radcliffe, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe. Well, I always get the first name wrong.
So he told them it's a shitty movie. They're like, you're right, it's a shitty movie. They changed around the script completely.
Did they?
Yeah, wow. Completely. They did it. So apparently Jonah Hill in the movie is super nice. He was supposed to be a dickhead at first. So they realized this script sucks. Let's change it around. They changed it around. It got awesome. Whatever they did to it, they made it great.
Well, I feel like how can you go wrong with James Franco, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, with cameos by Michael Cera, Emma Watson, Mindy Kaling, Rihanna, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Orange Star, Paul Rudd, Kevin Hart, Channing Tatum, Aziz Ansari. Like, it goes on and on.
I forgot Paul Rudd showing
up there.
I think
the best part about this movie was that you know all these guys are friends in real life.
You got the vibe from the movie.
Yeah,
that's
like,
why they have that chemistry.
They have a great chemistry where they didn't have to act. They're also playing themselves, but they didn't even have to act. Like I bet you a lot of the stuff that made the movie was someone was ad-lib.
Ad-lib, absolutely.
Like, I bet you a lot of that stuff. I bet you that whole conversation with the jerking off. A lot of that conversation was ad-lib.
Dan McBride.
And without spoiling it, like the scenes that should have dragged, like the middle portion of the movie where they're just in the house,
yeah,
where that should have been like a dragging kind of slow portion of the movie, the chemistry kept it moving.
Oh yeah,
constantly kept you laughing with jokes. This one deserves its success. I'm glad it got a nice high rating.
I'd almost say the same thing about 127 Hours. The same kind of concept where
different movies.
No, nothing to do with comedy, but the fact that he's just stuck in a rock for half the movie, but yeah. I kind of enjoyed the movie still.
It's still a good flip.
Yeah, James Franco.
And I love that they reference that movie. Yeah, they reference all their movies.
The camera for 127 Hours.
Yeah.
This has got to be one of those movies that, like, you got to get on DVD for the extras.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to see a blooper reel. I want to see deleted scenes on this.
Every year, like back in the day, I used to buy 1,000 DVDs, but every year I find myself buying maybe like 4 or 5 Blu-rays.
By the way, he's not lying. He has 1,000 DVDs.
Mm-hmm. But like now I find myself buying like 2, maybe like 5 Blu-rays throughout the year. And I usually get the one comedy that makes me laugh every summer, and this year is that one.
Yeah, this one actually in the description of the movie uses the words "a very loosely written script." Meaning improv, which it shows. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Go see it.
And listen, for both these movies, we have our summer spoilers coming up.
Yeah.
Superman first, I guess?
Since it was released first, I'll do...
This is the end?
This is the end.
And then we'll do the Man of Steel after?
Yeah, I'll probably just release them both this week.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
We're caught up.
Yeah, now that we're officially...
Lou, you saw a movie this week.
Yeah, I watched The Purge because, you know, my wife
Ethan
wanted
Hawk.
To see that shit. And I was like, I want a hot dog. Let's go. Yeah, let me tell you, I got so many bad things to say about this movie. There were some good elements, but from the start, it's really weird. Ethan Hawke is just super dad. He is the best husband and father ever, but his family hates him. Like, his daughter is being a bitch.
Well,
she's 13.
Well, this is very weird in the beginning. It made me super uncomfortable. He doesn't like that she's underage and she's dating someone who's older than 18.
Okay. How old is she?
Like 19?
Don't say, but you figure probably like 16.
Okay.
And obviously that's reasonable. He's not saying, like, you can't see anybody, but he's just saying, I don't like it. That's it. And she's being just the biggest
bitch.
Twat.
And girl, I'm like, we are kind of twatty at that age.
The child, the son, is bizarre. I think he's an actor who actually has Asperger's, and it shows. It shows in his work, and he has like these Terminator glasses that are supposed to be like future spy glasses with his little tank thing.
Google glasses.
But and then once you realize the girl is underage, the boyfriend's overage. There's some making out then.
Ugh.
And it's like, oh, that's uncomfortable. They get into the whole lockdown scenario. The guy is let in by the child who is super weird.
Can I ask you a quick question? Why are they doing this once a year?
Because it significantly decreases...
Is this in the movie, by the way?
This is in the trailer.
Oh, this is going to spoil the shit out of it.
Oh,
it significantly decreases all crime... of any kind.
That's not a spoiler.
And poverty. The only thing I liked about it...
How does it decrease poverty?
Yeah.
This is where I'm getting...
Because I guess they kill homeless people?
The only thing I liked about it is they introduced that rich people, like spoiled rich people, used the holiday as an excuse to just kill the poor and the homeless.
That's awesome.
There's the heavy-handed, like...
That's awesome.
Heavy-handed.
I kind of want to see the flick now. That's like
so
fucking cool.
That ideal...
I mean, I hate rich people, but that's awesome.
Now I got a question. So it's legal to do whatever the fuck you want during this thing.
Gang, you'd be all
why they
that.
Wear
as long
the,
as you're rich.
Why did they wear the masks?
I'm rich!
So,
well played, sir.
You know, I'm going to just jump to they let the guy in. The kid lets the guy in. I don't know why he has the code to the security system, but he lets this guy in. Then these fucking rich, pompous, college rich kids come in, and they say...
I'm rich!
They're like, we want the guy. Give him up, or you're dead. And they explain, like, oh, we've gotten dressed in our best scary costumes to go hunting.
I thought that was ridiculous, by the way.
It was ridiculous.
Just in the trailer, I'm like, if it's legal to go around doing this shit, what's with the stupid masks?
Here's some really silly shit. They tell the guys, the family, you gotta find him and bring him out, and we won't hurt you.
Yeah.
But then they cut the power.
So...
How the fuck am I supposed to find him now? I can't
it's
see
totally
shit.
It's totally dark. Exactly. And he's a black guy. They're hard enough to see, you know, in the dark.
That's our superpower.
It is.
Well, what if you guys smile or wave? It's like...
So, don't open your eyes. The whites will show.
So, moving ahead, I'm really trying to make this as quick as I can, but there's too much. Well, first of all, the main guy, you know, they're all wearing masks.
Yeah.
The mask look exactly like him.
Like Ethan Hawke?
No, the main bad guy.
When he takes off the mask? Or?
Yeah, when he takes off the mask, it's like that looks like the same face.
Oh, well, don't use his face to make the plaster mold next year, Baxter.
So he tells the family, like, all right, we're getting provisions to open up your super security. Which, by the way, the husband is, like, the biggest salesman of the security system in the country. Mm-hmm. So he's got the best.
Okay.
They can't find the guy until the time is up, which they finally do. Their provisions, a Ford truck. just straight rips a steel door off. No problem.
That's like the classic. My dad's a lawyer.
I expected a fucking tank. It's just a Ford with the hitch.
They're like, call Jerry.
Yeah.
He's got a truck.
My dad owns a Ford dealership. That's what you just did.
So this guy's job is like a scam. Like, he sells people security.
Basically.
And it's useless.
But like, he finally catches the guy, right? And they're like, we got to give him up. The entire family treats him like shit and says, you can't do that. They make him feel like dog shit for wanting to turn him in to save them.
But who, I mean, in all fairness, ultimately, what's the guarantee?
Because they're like, you're rich like us. You don't need this. We like you. We know that you're not.
You're one of us.
Pieces of shit. Exactly.
You're one of us.
But
we don't.
Still, what's the
but then the family is just like, no.
It's a plot for a shit movie.
Why would a cell phone have an agenda?
They guilt the best dad in the world into not giving him up, and then the action ensues.
I gotta say,
wait, why does the wife hate him?
Because she's a cunt. She's
just because she's a bitch.
She's a cunt.
Here's the thing: every action scene starts with a good guy fighting a bad guy, the bad guy overpowers him, and then at the very last possible moment, another good guy saves him.
So it's like a wrestling event, like a tag team match.
We're talking this happens five times.
Owen Hart comes out of nowhere.
The good guy is overpowered. Bad guy's about to kill him. Good guy comes out of nowhere. Five times until all the bad guys are gone. Finally, they're the last time this happens, they're saved by their neighbors.
Okay.
Who secretly hate them for selling them their security systems.
Bitch ass sold me my security system.
They're like, we paid for your big house. We hate you. And then they're about to kill the family when, what do you know, the good guy who they let in the beginning saves them.
I hate this film.
And then they're like, what do we do now?
Wait, who's going to kill the family at the end?
The neighbors, because their house is too big.
Neighbors are going to just do it. So rich people kill rich people. See?
Well, because they weren't actually rich. You got your house at a discount because you sell the security system. You actually paid full price for ours. You're not as rich as us.
You're like, our security system's paid for your house.
And then Shyamalan gives us a 10 out of 10.
And so finally...
he ghostwrote it.
They've got these neighbors who are about to kill him cornered, and the wife, after... I forgot to mention this. At this point, the father, because he let them in, has died.
So Ethan Hawke is dead?
He just died at this point, and the neighbors are right there. I think they're the ones who kill him, ultimately. And the wife is like, whatever. No, let them live. We're going to be peaceful.
What the fuck?
They sit for what amounts to the next 8 hours in the living room being peaceful.
The fuck is this?
And then the black guy kills him?
The neighbor... ends up trying to fight back, and she just, like, clocks her and is like, we're going to be fucking peaceful. And then they just go about and live their lives.
Wait, I thought the black guy saved them.
He did. But he's like, what do we do with these guys? And they're like, no, let's just be peaceful.
So, okay.
You killed my husband. Realistically, let's just chill.
I'm more confused than when we started. I still will not be seeing
this movie. Wait, chill. Do you still want to see this movie?
No.
At this point,
thank you, Lou, for saving me.
At this point,
$10.
At this point, Lou, we do in Summer Spoilers, you do out of 10 doors. How many?
We're talking like two.
Two Ooh. Doors.
Especially since Ethan Hawke and his wife, I forget who she is, but she's
Nina
famous.
Hadley?
Yeah, it's a chick from
Game of
Thrones.
They're getting old, but they have the darkest, like, jet black hair you ever saw.
Apparently, neither of these doors are that secure either.
Well, they're rich. They can afford just for men. 37% on Rotten Tomatoes for
that. Is that the
one.
Critics? What were the user?
User's 43.
All right.
This sounds like a turd.
It is a turd.
It's a stinky movie.
Fucking awful.
It won't go down the toilet. My toilet is broken now. It won't flush. That's how I'm feeling about your description
so
of this
many,
film.
So many people, too, have said, like, don't bother with this movie. And you just put the nail in the coffin.
You know, I like Ethan Hawke, but clearly this guy is signing on to projects without reading them.
Well, he's not selling me on any movies. Realistic.
Training Day, and then he just
Assault on Precinct 13.
He just got finished. He was doing an off-Broadway play that my friend saw. She said that she was expecting more and just wasn't that.
Was why?
The Purge, the musical.
Why, like, why would you expect more from Ethan Hawke? Guy was in Singles, I think. Rowdy Bites, I'm sorry.
That vampire movie.
That movie was so fucking
Daybreaker.
Stupid.
Daybreaker.
No, don't get this confused with that one. It was Before Dawn and After Dawn or whatever. That romantic
Daybreaker
thing that I didn't see, but every girl loves.
Oh, Daybreaker was literally the three-part movie thing. Is that the one you're talking about? Where he goes to Europe or some shit?
Yeah.
Daybreaker was literally the last vampire.
I actually seen one of them.
Yeah.
Daybreaker was like literally the last vampire entity before the zombie movement. It was just like, what can we do with vampires now? It's like, well, now they just live mundane lives and like. They buy coffee
unless
with blood
you're,
in it.
Unless
and
you're
they go to their
but
jobs.
What's actually sad about that is they actually fucked it up worse and made him glittery and gay.
Yeah.
No, that was before that.
No,
was
no,
that
no,
before?
No.
I
no,
thought
Daybreakers is like 3 years ago.
No, Twilight came out after Daybreakers.
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying.
I remember
lies.
The vampire
lies,
thing
no
hadn't
way.
Turned completely lame.
Twilight was before
when Daybreakers.
No,
it was after.
No way.
You really want to mess with me on the dates
yeah,
thing?
Okay,
like,
no, wait, you think Twilight was post Daybreakers?
Before.
No, it was before, absolutely.
Way before.
It was?
Way before.
Yeah.
Way before. Not even
we
close.
Were living with Eric when Twilight Still. Came out.
Twilight's old. Twilight's already had like five fucking movies.
Yeah, they had Twilight's at least 5 years old.
Like, I'm just saying.
It takes about six
sadly,
months to pump each of them out.
The point is, who cares?
Yeah. Okay.
Secondly, the point is, they stopped making Daybreaker movies or Daybreak movies, and they kept making Twilight movies, just ensuring that nobody will ever properly give a fuck about a vampire again.
You know, I mean, Blade wasn't that good. I liked Blade, but I mean, it wasn't
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I liked too. Have you seen my dog?
Well, speaking about vampires, True Blood starts tonight. I'm going to watch that after this.
And yeah. That's not that good either.
I'm not even like, excited.
Yeah, I watch it.
I wanted to bring up one more thing from movies.
Yeah.
You know, Shaun of the Dead, Simon Pegg.
Ah, there it is.
At he's World's got End. This new movie. Have you seen the trailer?
At World's End.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on it.
It looks
what?
Awesome.
It looks like Shaun of the Dead with robots.
Well, yeah.
What about Hot Fuzz? It was
Shaun
of the Dead with action.
Yeah, I'm
never
sold.
Never taken a shortcut before?
You tell me, I haven't met the Edgar Wright movie I haven't liked. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, even though I like the trailer.
I'm probably going to see it, but even the premise is like, we got to get to the bar.
Yeah, good.
I got to agree. It's pretty weak. Like, we got to drink 11 pints or something like
it's
that.
12.
I don't know how big a pint is, but like
it's just too
pint
much of
Guinness.
The same. I think
so. Is that like a
it's
beer
like
a, and a half?
It's like normal, like our cups downstairs. That's a pint cup.
So it's a beer or two beers?
Pretty much. No, it's like a
beer. It's like a full.
Well, look, they can't
so like
get
12
two,
beers in a night.
They can't get them two blitz because they gotta fight robots.
But what I'm trying to say is, it like took them 30 years to figure out how to drink 12 beers in a night. Like,
no, they
just never
did
couldn't get the group together to do it.
Right. Okay.
That's all it is. But it's a pub crawl. It's a social experience.
Justin's not hating on the logic of the aliens.
He's like, I don't care about the robot.
12 pints. That ain't shit.
Beers.
I mean, that's the only thing. I'm a little wishy-washy on the story. It seems a little too.
Look, it's an Edgar Wright movie.
Yeah.
At least give it a shot.
I will say Simon Pegg pretty much always delivers.
Always.
Nick Frost is always funny, too.
The scene in preview when he tries to jump the fence and the fence just falls down. That was pretty awesome.
That completes the trilogy.
Right. I mean,
of fence jumping.
Yeah.
So why don't we do some TV stuff?
TV?
Oh, dude, TV.
We're right. Not even doing it yet. I see. The second I say TV, you start going like, Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Give it a minute. We're going to cover some other things real quick.
What else happened?
Would you care to sing us a theme song, Brian?
Fill up my DVR.
Every week until he makes us a theme.
TV. All right.
Well, first I got a story that's not relevant to any of us, but it pissed me off. Disney Channel has a show called Jesse, and it's
starring John Stamos.
I have no idea who's in it. Really? Are you going Uncle Jesse on this?
Yeah. Great.
They have a show called Jesse. I don't know what it's about. I don't know who's in it. I don't know what the premise is. But after a petition, they had to pull an episode because, quote, it shames kids who can't eat gluten.
Fucking gluten bitches.
I heard about that. They just make like a quick joke.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
I know. Justin having to pee has thrown this entire
Just leave the door open, Justin.
They just make a quick joke like, gluten, oh, and the, that's it.
The joke that they say here is one character, first of all, the kid who has the gluten sensitivity, Stuart, is made out to be, quote, annoying and high maintenance, and then he gets hit in the face by a pancake, and everyone laughs. And these fucking mothers are like, this is insensitive. This is appalling. We need to make a fucking petition. Shut the fuck up. Gluten's fake. I hate you.
What happens? What happens when like somebody like see something like that? How annoyed do you have to be, or like how do you go to the correct processes where the creators of the show actually find out that you're pissed off?
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Growing up, like lactose being lactose intolerant was a thing. And it was always a joke on TV shows. Oh, he drank milk. He's going to fart now.
Even the Big Bang Theory right now, they make fun of...
And nobody gives a shit, but gluten. Oh, heaven forbid we make fun of people with a bullshit story. It's gluten. Nobody knew what gluten was until a year and a half ago.
Gluten, it's like calories.
It's like bad stuff.
Yeah. How did this not bring up a this is the end conversation?
Well, but, I was like, yeah, gluten. It's like bad things, like calories, you know?
Like, that was one of my favorite parts of that movie.
Was it when they just rip on gluten?
Yeah, where he's like, yeah. I don't even know what the fuck gluten is.
Like, oh, gluten's so good.
Someone told you gluten was bad, and you were like, oh, that must be true.
But that's what compelled me to actually pull this, because Disney Channel had to file a whole apology, and they had to remove the episode from On Demand and wouldn't put it on TV because we've upset people who can't eat fucking pancakes. Pancakes again.
Pancakes, pancakes.
They can eat pancakes, they can eat gluten-free pancakes.
Yeah, so how do you know that fucking pancake that hit the kid, just because the kid who has a gluten allergy is uptight and high maintenance, is fuck you.
Like,
you know,
are you trying to say that people with gluten allergies can never ever be uptight or high maintenance?
So we're like, white guys on every show.
You know who filed the complaint? It was Wafflebot because pancakes are gay.
I keep hearing his reference. I know it's from a McFarlane show that I don't
know. No. It's Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
You never saw the third one? I didn't see the third one.
There's a little character called Wafflebot. He makes waffles and he hates pancakes.
I just know that pancakes are gay has become the unofficial slogan of the show.
Pancake. I don't mean Justin. Like, I mean, finally I found someone who loves that line as much as me.
Okay. So, honestly, when I came away from that movie, what I saw was like, the Wafflebot was the greatest thing ever. As soon as it came out of that movie, I was like, wow. The movie wasn't that good, but Wafflebot, great.
It kind of had
NPH,
me hanging up.
Pretty good, because he's related to Wafflebot, kind of.
Well, I'm going to keep us on track here. That I just had to tell that story, because that one bugged the shit out of me.
Yeah, I fucking hate gluten arguments, first of all. Now, is gluten sensitivity? No, that's a whole other story. That's even worse.
I know. Get your fucking heads out of your asses. Who cares if your kid has a sensitivity to a certain kind of food? Like I said, lactose intolerance has always been funny on cartoons and kid shows. Always. And we never fucking raised a finger about that bullshit. But all of a sudden, gluten is a thing. In the past year, gluten's become a fucking nonsense thing, and now we're all up in arms, shaking our fists.
In all fairness,
this is insensitive. You're making my kid feel bad about himself. Fuck your kid.
In all fairness, we've gotten way too bad with it. But at the same time, let's say, like, I remember me and Joel talking about Labyrinth the other day. It's like, the movie's about, like, a 14-year-old girl getting raped by a rock star.
Party like a rock star. Party like a rock star.
That was clearly out of line.
David Bowie.
I'm just trying to say, like.
Yeah, David Bowie's just, like, all over that teenager.
I mean, so it's like.
Wait. Was that Jennifer Connelly? Love me, obey me, and I will be your slave. Whoa, I'm only 14, buddy. This is a little
maybe
tense.
We've gone too far.
I'm talking about the babe. What babe? The babe with the power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
Talk about the babe.
God, I love that
Thank
movie.
God somebody knew that whole thing.
I love that movie.
I never watched that movie.
Sorry, we're geeking out over here.
All right, yeah.
Well, my point being, I mean, we're kind of making up for it. Like, yeah. I mean, we're going too far.
A little too much. A little overboard.
We also just allowed too much shit to happen before.
I said, we all love Back to the Future. That's a rape-heavy movie. Nobody fuck. If George McFly was allergic to gluten and Biff hit him with a pancake, we'd all be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
So,
McFly.
So wait.
Have a pancake, butthead.
our penance for the rapiness of our past.
Is that now we can't make pancake jokes with gluten or, kids.
And we can't let peanut butter into schools.
We can't let... I'm going to peanut butter bomb at grade school. I swear to God. Bro, I'm just going to start whipping peanut butter through the windows. You know what? Peanut butter is delicious and nobody's going to die from it.
Peanut butter is like anthrax, dude.
Fuck that.
Are you bringing peanut butter to school? What, are you a terrorist? Oh my God, they will arrest you.
Peanut butter is probably one of my favorite things on the planet.
I was taking Snapple machines out of schools.
We're so against peanut butter that like George Washington Carver should just be a war criminal at this point.
Was that
a Boondocks episode? What was that where they did the whole who created peanut butter?
It was a black man.
It was George Washington Carver.
Was that in a cartoon?
I don't know. It's a fact, so it's been referenced.
I think it was a Boondocks episode.
I was actually in the doctor. I'm sorry. I had to pick up a prescription about a month ago. I was at the drugstore, and they had a whole bunch of little wristbands that basically said what the kid's allergy was. And I'm looking at it, there's like peanuts and like gluten, all types of shit. And like, there was no shellfish. I was like, that's kind of fucked up, man. I was like, I'm allergic to shellfish.
That will actually kill someone.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? You're not special because you weren't brought up in the age of peanut butter and gluten.
No, I just thought it was like they had like milk. It was like, don't give this kid milk. Like,
again, lactose intolerance would be like, milk?
But now the vitamin R.
Yeah. So why are my bones so brittle? I've been drinking plenty of malk. All right. Next TV story before we go down this rabbit hole. 24 is coming back.
Yes. Jack Bauer was too big for the big screen. Yeah.
Kiefer is back in the role, too.
Will he have his touch is the question.
I did not watch.
No, that show got canceled.
Touch.
Touch.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
He's only bringing four senses into the show.
It was a pun.
Oh yeah. Well, they did two seasons of Touch, and it didn't work out, so he signed on.
They made two seasons.
Two seasons.
Yeah, they started like a January, like a short run, like a 12 episodes, and then they did a full season.
I watched about a season and a half. So
the new title is called 24: Live Another Day.
Touchless.
Touchless.
Wait, so is this season one now, or is this going to be like season 7?
It's like part 2 of the show. So it's under a different name now.
I hope that shit's got new writers, honestly.
Ooh,
didn't it really go a little off the rails?
It suffered from this thing where, you know, the good guys would be go one step forward and two steps back.
Okay.
Paul Abdul? Like?
They were consistently behind. It didn't matter how far they got.
But there was one.
Oh, I rescued
Bauer.
The wife, but now the daughter's kidnapped the third time.
Oh, but that's just life.
Do you think Eliza Cuthbert's going to come back?
Oh, hopefully.
If she's not banging hockey players, I'm sure
she's... No, she's banging hockey players. That's happening regardless.
She could somehow find her way onto the movie studio because no one else is hiring
she's
her.
She's in her 30s now. She's still going to be effective.
Is she that old?
She's like our age.
Oh, I thought she was younger.
No, I think she's like 31 or something.
Really?
Don't quote me, but... Oh. I mean, I only beat... I mean, that, look at her pictures.
Realistically, if the character of Jack Bauer should just be like my boy James Bond over here. They should just recast him every time, throw him out a new season.
I don't know.
I know. Is Kiefer going to be...
No, it's a money-making show. And
Kiefer's
then...
kind of Jack Bauer.
No, just have the character... As long as you call him Jack Bauer, people will be fine with it.
I would hate
you
know
it.
What? I don't know. Not today.
I'd watch it, but I'd hate it.
You'd have to like wait like 10 years, 15 years to do that kind of thing.
I'm sure people were going through the same conundrum when they got... it wasn't really
Robert Moore.
No, it wasn't Roger Moore first. It was the other guy.
George Lazenby.
George Lazenby. But like technically, you know, with when they changed Bonds from Connery to Lazenby, people were probably like, oh, there's only one Bond.
No, but here's the difference. They didn't have an internet to be silently, like anonymously vocal about how much they hate everything.
As long as the story's there and the action, like people, as long as Jack Bauer lives on some way, I think they would like it.
Jack Bauer is Jack Bauer. I mean, there's
the
like
Ballad of Jack
it's like
Bauer.
There's like...
This is a show I never cared for, to be honest with you.
It was really good.
Two episodes.
And then I liked it a lot, and then it got a couple seasons, but kind of lame, and then...
It found its way again.
What I liked about it was the continuity of season to season didn't matter. Like, what, if you watch like season 5, it really didn't matter. You could what you saw in the first 4 seasons. So you didn't have to always catch up. It was just like, okay, season 5.
Right. All right, well, that's that. Yeah. Lou, you got something there?
You know, it suffered from fucking Lost syndrome, where it didn't matter how, you know, far ahead what they did, they were always 3 steps behind. But I will say, Kiefer Sutherland got an epic voice. It's hard to replace.
That's why he's
solid snake now.
Hard to replace that.
Yep. Oh, my God.
And that's why he's in Metal Gear now.
And plus, I'm pretty sure he voiced Call of Duty World at War.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's worth looking into.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's 24. And now Brian, we'll, this is it. You ready?
Yeah,
Game of Thrones. The final Game of Thrones review.
Summary, it wasn't the Red Wedding. Yeah.
But this is it. This is, well, I don't want to do reviews anymore.
All right.
So this is it.
No True Blood reviews?
No. True Blood every week is going to be like, that was kind of dumb. Really, weremonkeys or fucking whatever the fuck we're doing now?
This dude banged that girl.
Fucking
that
fairy
dude,
police.
That dude banged that dude.
Now there was
summary.
Now there was fucking and somebody turned into like a puma. And
a puma fucked a werewolf. And
for some reason, this show's off the fucking rails.
Well, True... Oh, not True Blood. What was it? Game of Thrones, man.
All right. So I did my thing. I wrote down a few bullet points. More than usual. Because it was the finale and they tried to wrap up a lot of storylines at once. So we'll just breeze through them and we'll give our thoughts.
All right.
All right, bullet point number one. We'll get into the opening of the episode. Wow, that's not a good look for Rob. They paraded his body out with the severed head of his dog bolted to the neck while chanting King of the North inside of his little sister.
I thought that was kind of awesome.
I didn't think they'd show it. I knew that was in the book. I didn't think they would actually show it. It was pretty brutal.
Did you say inside the Five Soul Sister?
In sight of Arya Stark.
Okay.
I heard inside. I'm like, oh,
inside.
Hey, mine's at the gutter, boys.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I thought, honestly, my reaction to that was the Hound is awesome.
Hound's awesome.
Like, the Hound just, like, grabbed Lannister flag. Boom.
Speaking of hot
fuzz. No, he grabbed the Frey flag.
It was a Frey flag.
But speaking of previously, when we were talking hot fuzz, you remember the movie?
I mean, yeah, you guys were saying that he's
that's him? Yeah. That's the Yard guy. I didn't know that was the Yard guy until like this week.
Yarp.
Yeah.
Yarp is the guy from Hot Fuzz. Yarg is Chewbacca.
I love when he's pretending to be that guy and he has to answer something with a no. And he's like, Narp?
So anyway, they parade this body out on his horse, like tied to his horse with the wolf's head nailed into his body. It was a pretty brutal looking scene. And Arya being a little fucked up from it, but that was a cool part. Next one, and this was my favorite line in Game of Thrones history. Joffrey runs up to the table looking all excited, and Tyrion says, "Killed a few puppies today."
I thought you were going to go with a king doesn't have to announce he's the king.
Also good.
Tywin shuts him down.
I laughed out loud at the puppy line.
I love Tyrion. Every time he gets involved with Joffrey, he always brings him down.
How is Tywin not gaining more respect for his son when he sees him just shit on Joffrey like that?
Because
like,
he still looks at him as an imp. Because you got to remember, a lifetime of whoring and drinking does not, like, the last maybe, this in the book, this is like a year maybe.
But at the same time, I enjoyed this conversation between the two characters because it seemed like he was kind of letting in Tyrion a little bit.
Well, he was a bit.
It was one of the best parts. He's like, Robb Stark has an army, has never lost a battle, and you still found a way to defeat him without losing a man.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts of that is when Joffrey calls Tyrion a monster, and he's like, perhaps if I'm a monster, you should speak to me more softly. Kings are dying like flies.
Yeah.
Tywin's the dad, right?
Yeah.
Told Joffrey he hasn't had his sleep. Maybe he should go to bed.
I'm not Tywin! he's like, I am the king. I'm not tired. Dude.
It sounds like a toddler having a tantrum. No, mommy, I'm not tired. I don't need to go to bed.
Even though he's the king. You know he's the king. He has nothing to say to Tywin. Like he knows that he's obviously not.
And it was a great scene, and concluding, of course, with Tywin saying that his most human moment was not drowning Tyrion as a baby.
He's like, I wanted to put you into
solid
water,
guy.
But you were a Lannister. Damn it!
Yeah.
His only non-selfish moment.
Yeah. Next, Ramsay Bolton sausage party.
Oh my god! Yeah,
that was an uncomfortable scene.
He's like, I've heard of ghost limbs before. Like, tell me, do you get a tickle down there?
Next time you see a pretty girl, does it hurt?
Do you think I'm some type of savage? I'm not going to eat. I'm not eating.
He's like, it's pork sausage. Well, of course, we're talking about Ramsay the torturer. We finally got a name this week who's been torturing Theon Greyjoy.
It's Bruce Bolton's bastard son.
Yep, Ramsay Bolton. Who, after he cuts off this guy's dick, starts eating a sausage in front of him. Pretty fucking creepy stuff.
Yeah. And he's still torturing him, and he's doing this basically because he's psychotic, but more importantly, he's doing it because he's trying to get the Greyjoys, all the land they took over in the north, to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, well, he's essentially blackmailing them by saying, and we'll skip ahead, I got another one here, Sister Greyjoy to the rescue. He's chopping off parts of them and sending them to his family, saying, leave the north or I'll send more pieces of Theon.
Yeah.
To which his sister, who looks shockingly like my cousin, decides to go rescue.
Is your cousin a dude or a woman?
She's a kind of masculine lady.
Fair question.
Yo,
every family has one gay person in the closet. That's where I are.
Was it? I think that they, like, he really, Ramsay really should have started with something less important than that. Like
a finger?
Finger or a hand. Or like,
so, because I stopped watching. Did he cut off
his dick.
His winker?
And sent it to his dad in a very ornate box.
Yes.
It was actually, I mean, if you're going to send a dick in a box.
Dick in a box.
That was a well-crafted box. Engraved with it, like, emblems.
It was the flayed
He just killed
man.
Off the family yeah. line, though.
That was this point, actually.
Son of a bitch, you got nothing less to negotiate. Well, that,
to kill the family.
That was Papa exactly Greyjoy's line.
Yeah.
So at least in this world, it's like, that's the most important thing to a lot of these families is prolonging the name.
Yeah, he actually says, everything that makes him a man is gone.
Because he could have killed him. He basically killed him without killing him.
Yeah.
So at least in the eyes of his father, like, he can now no longer spread the Greyjoy name. Yeah.
Right, well, let's go to the next one. Sam meets Bran. Boring characters unite.
Actually, no, Sam this season has really stepped up his game. He's such an awful character. Not awful, but like...
He had
so
one
boring.
Moment. One moment.
No, but like...
He killed the White Walker.
No, but like the shit he's like, he's no longer a coward. Like, I think that like his development as an actual character, like...
I mean,
he's going to be there in the night. Like, now he's like, I feel like he's a Night's Watchman, and he's there to protect that realm. Like, he's not just a coward.
He just told Bran, I'm not going to go back with you. I can say he's not a coward.
Because he's got well, like,
okay, and I like, want to address no. this. I want to address this. They're building Bran up to be a hero because he's going north of the Wall for reasons we do not know.
What's the Raven? What's the three-eyed Raven?
Yeah, we don't know what any of this means.
Well, three-eyed.
We just know he's going up there because that's the only way to stop the White Walkers, and we don't know why. But Bran, he's not a hero. Hodor's the hero.
Hodor.
Bran just kind of sits in his little cart and gets. Toted
it's
around.
Powers.
It's,
powers.
It's not going to be a tough trip for Bran. He's got a comfortable cart.
That's a good point.
Yo,
Hodor's got to do just all
like
the heavy lifting.
Just like Stephen Hawking, he should try to fucking possess his legs.
I'm going to walk my legs now.
Stephen Hawking is crazy, apparently.
Dude, yeah, he's crazy fucking crippled.
All right. Well, next one. Shay don't run away. This week, Tyrion's lady on the side, I guess we should call her.
I hate her.
Well, we first retreated to a very nice scene between him and Sansa, where they were talking about sheep shifting her their enemies' beds.
You can see they had a moment where, like not like sexual or anything like that, but like they had a moment where they like liked each other. You
yeah,
know?
Where they were actually like at least friendly, and like, you realize, hey, these two were probably not that bad for each other.
No,
because she's kind of immature and in the clouds, and he's an imp. And
he
a trickster.
Was that way.
He's a trickster and all that. He likes to. You know, fuck over his enemies and prank and drink and fuck and all that. But the boring part was his mistress, I guess, girlfriend, and Varys approaches her about fleeing.
So I don't know. I love that what Varys did there. He cares Varys, so much about the realm and stuff like that that he sees that Tyrion is a perfect leader. You know, like he has
even says he's the only guy with a mind to run this
name.
Country. And the name.
And the name to do it. And you complicate him.
Yeah.
Which is funny because the queen's mother didn't see that when she met him, remember?
What? Oh.
The old lady that's supposed to be, who's really
Tyrell,
smart.
Tyrell.
The
Tyrell.
Lady Tyrell. Tyrell.
No, Tyrell, she remember she's like, oh, I heard that you were like.
You'd be a battle. This was too easy. Yeah, like.
No. She was upset that he wasn't like a drunken fool.
Oh, no. But she was also upset that he didn't have a mind to compete with her or Garner.
No. She was upset that the fact that he wasn't a drunken lush like that she heard so much about like that he was actually much more demeanored.
Well, my point why I hate his girlfriend so much is she literally, I mean, not to be derogatory, but was a whore from some foreign world, and now she is in a relationship with one of the probably the most powerful men in the land. And she does nothing but bitch about it.
Constantly like, bitching. No, I gotta.
That is true to life.
I gotta agree.
That's very true to life. If it wasn't like that, it wouldn't be believable.
I want
her
Tyrion at one
got
point
so elevated, and she's. Bitch.
I want Tyrion to turn around at one point and go, "Keep up the attitude. I'll just drop the cover, and you'll be beheaded. It'll be fine."
I'm just saying.
Stop being a bitch for once.
That's what happens. I'm sure Madame Du Barry had some moments where she was quite a cunt to Louis the 14th. whichever one it was.
It was Louis XIV, the one with like six wives.
That was Henry.
No, that's Henry. This is the French. This is the French.
Who also lost his head. All right, next one.
No, 14th died of natural causes. It was his grandson that died, beheading.
Relevant. All right, next one. Arya and the Hound, my new favorite buddy cop story.
Yo, man. Arya actually was it a he? I found some. Was it a? Not cool. What was it when it's not a story doesn't make sense because they
discontinuity? Or
yeah, like yeah. Well, he says the Hound sister is like the first person you killed, and she's like yes. But if you remember when she's escaping King's Landing initially, she kills that boy. She stabs him in his gut.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I was like, that's not the first person she's killed.
Well, to be fair, she killed the shit out of this dude.
Granted, awesome. But she's this like, was... he's like, is this the first person killed? She's like, yes. You don't remember the boy you slayed? Like,
regardless, great scene though. Yeah, they're of course riding by. They spot a bunch of Frey soldiers talking about this is the actual guy who severed Rob's head.
One of the guys. It's like I did it. He's like, well, me and
public. It's like me and Billy and Johnny.
Right? Boy is not a man.
What?
Boy is not a man. Maybe the distinction is.
Just, oh, you're going semantics.
I mean, it's a semantical like, argument.
But then she stabs the ever-loving fuck out of this dude, and then right when everyone else is like jumping up to kill her, the Hound just shows up and disembowels everybody.
The Hound's awesome.
Beautiful. Beautiful, awesome portion.
Piece of shit.
Next time you're going to do something like that, at least tell me. Great part. Next one. Jon Snow gets a 3-arrow breakup. That's my new scale for breakups.
Arrows.
And it's like, you and her broke up? What was it?
Honestly.
It wasn't bad. It was only a 2-arrow one.
There might be a rebound there, though. He never, like, officially broke it. He's like, you won't do it. She did it.
But he gets the shit shot out of him. Yeah, and then, here's what's worse. He rides back up to the Night's Watch, falls off his horse, and lands on his back onto all the arrows.
Yeah.
That looks so fucking painful.
I don't know. I just don't really care for Jon Snow's story.
You crazy.
I'm not. Like, the things that are going around him are cool, but Jon Snow, like, his story is just like, dude, I don't want to bang girls, but I do. I don't want to do this, but I have to. It's like, bro, like, shut up.
I think it was cool when he joined the fucking, the whatever the hell they're called.
He was cool up until.
The Wildlings.
He was cool up until he got caught.
But then it slowed down. Yeah, exactly. No, he was cool at first when he got caught, but then it slowed down.
No, here's
his story in a nutshell. Season one, he joins the Watch. Season two, he goes beyond the wall and gets captured by Wildlings. Season three, he bangs a Wildling and goes back to the other side of the wall. That's it.
It's like the summary of Clerks 2 about Lord of the Rings.
That's it. That's the story of the legend of Jon Snow as told by me.
Besides,
there you go.
Besides Arya, if all the Starks got killed, I could care less. Mm-hmm. None of them are cool. None of them. Even Rob. I didn't even care about Rob. Rob's whole on screen was like just bitching at his generals, or like he'd be like to his wife. He's like, I would jump on you again.
I miss the wife more.
The direwolves are
kind of
cool.
She was pretty.
You don't want the direwolves to die. They're kind of cool.
I love
Arya. Should get hopefully Arya finds the rest of them.
Human Starks.
Arya should get like
obviously the wolves.
It'd be cool if Arya just got all six direwolves and fucking she does what she does.
She murders people with the direwolves. She becomes mother of wolves. There we go. That's what Brian wants.
So you got the mother of dragons. You got the mother of wolves.
Oh, yeah. Boom. All right. Next point. Jamie returns, reminding us all that he is in fact a sister fucker.
I still not can't get down like with
no,
that.
No, because look, he bangs his sister, he pushes a kid out the window, but he's good looking, so we forgive him after he goes through a little bit of trouble. Little bit of trouble, but everyone's like, he's handsome.
I hate him because I saw some pictures of him with Kate Upton, and no, let's fuck this guy.
Hating.
But just remember, he comes back, he goes through some shit, he helps out androgynous lady. He gets his hand cut off. That sucks. And then we're all like,
he crippled
he's
a boy.
Hero.
Everyone remember he crippled a boy?
And the,
he was truly trying
hey,
to kill him.
Jillian, he's handsome.
He's trying to...
Hey! Handsome.
I guess the concept
and rich,
is...
And rich.
And jawline.
I guess the concept...
Jawline, rich.
If you remember, he's kind of like a... He's kind of like Robb Stark was.
If he was an ugly guy, we'd still be like, yeah, he's still a bad guy.
But he's principled in his way. And his way, I guess, is his family.
I'm still not buying into the Jamie look.
We all forgave him much more before he became noble because he's good looking. Pete's actually absolutely right.
I didn't forgive him.
100% right.
I did. My vagina controlled my brain for a second.
Okay, so maybe 48% of the population forgave him. But
look, I think most people forgave him, and I think that...
Before his redemption story, you didn't care?
Before his redemption story, he was a bad guy.
He made some funny remarks.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, this season, he helps out Brienne. And we're all like, oh, he's redeeming himself. He's a good guy. He's such a good guy.
But the story
behind... No, he still fucks his sister and pushes kids out of windows. And when he gets back to King's Landing, he goes straight back to his fucking sister. You
know, but the fucking your sister thing, like royalty, things like that, that should always happen.
It's gross.
But
it happened. But I'm saying European royalty, all that shit, it's like, that's the way it is.
He pushed the kid out the window!
I agree, that's fucked up.
Europeans didn't marry their sisters. That was the Egyptians.
But he, Justin's just Egyptians. Enamored.
Well, cousins, sisters.
Cousins, sisters, come on. You're gonna...
You fuck your cousin, that's pretty bad in itself.
If I had to pick between the two, I'll take cousin over sibling.
You were talking about not wanting to kiss your fourth cousin or something like that the other day.
Dating him? I regret that decision now.
You would take your cousin over your sibling?
If you had to, gun to your head, and you don't have siblings, so you can't really think straight about this one. You had to either sleep with your cousin or sleep with your sibling.
Well, I mean,
Clearly
it's going to be the cousin. But
yes, that was what I just said.
All right.
I'm sorry. I got on that hypothetical.
All right, well.
The point is.
Jamie Lannister.
The moral is, if you're good looking, you get away with shit.
All right.
Fine. Oh, yeah.
You go through some hardship, and you're a hero.
But what about the fact that he's not let anybody know the fact he's not a Kingslayer?
Even more dickish.
Why is that dickish? He literally could have said what happened, but didn't want to.
Still, he's out for number one.
But that's not out for number one at all.
Oh, all right. Handsome guy told an interesting story, and you're like,
I mean, maybe he's lying.
I think Pete is just jealous of him, the good-looking man.
No, I don't agree with putting the guy who shoved an 8-year-old kid out of a tower window in the first episode of the show after the kid walked in on him butt-fucking his sister to be a good guy.
By the way,
he's a good guy now.
My problem with him is that his sister is a cunt. That's what it is. You can be in love with your sister, apparently, in my world.
Exactly. He doesn't even have a good taste in sisters.
When Pete phrased it like that, I can't do nothing but laugh and like, kind of agree with him.
I mean, there you go. But he's handsome, so let
it's
go.
The word butt-fucking.
Speaking of pretty people.
Really throw it over the top.
Speaking of pretty people, though, our final moment. Brown people love Daenerys.
Issa.
Jillian, you didn't see this, right?
No, I didn't. Right. I saw like the very end.
No, you saw it. You were there. You were
the very end.
That's Daenerys.
Well, those counts. I don't remember them being. I saw them being more Arabic than black.
I said brown people.
Oh, brown. Oh, sorry. I wasn't painted.
What the hell is brown people?
Mm-hmm. It was a bunch of brown people. Now lose complexion.
Yep.
Marching out as slaves and then raising up the fair-skinned, blonde-haired woman up as their queen.
Yes.
She gave them their
freedom. I didn't mind the scene personally because I'm a white guy.
It's like
but I was watching it going, like, this probably worked better on paper.
No, it's like every black girl in the toy store in the 80s, you pick the blonde, blue-eyed Barbie doll over your actual complexion-skinned Barbie doll.
This makes me think of the Lucky Louie episode. This is like the second episode of the HBO series where it's his daughter's birthday, and like they get the daughter a white Barbie, and the neighbors who are black get her a black Barbie, and by mistake he ends up like throwing out the black Barbie, and right in front of the neighbor's face, and they're like, he's like, no, I'm not racist, it's not the lower. He's like, but honestly, who gets a girl a black Barbie anyway?
The culmination of the scene, though, is what I like the most, where camera pans up, and you see just how many people she is now in control of.
Well, in the first season, she got her dragons. The second season,
she didn't get money.
Don't forget the Dothraki. She had those.
She got her money the second season.
There wasn't that many of them following. It was like 30 people.
Well, but still, it was a starting point.
Second she
season,
got the dragons.
Second season, yes, she did get her money.
Second season, she got her money. First season, she got the dragons.
Well, in the third season, she got her, her people, basically.
Yeah. So she has all these slaves that she freed who now call her mother.
Issa. Basically,
and then,
Westeros is in trouble because there's a fucking big force coming their way.
I still feel like she's so disconnected from the main story. I want her to get there already.
Yeah. Even in the book, she's not there yet.
It's been three fucking seasons, and I get it. It's been like six books or seven books.
Kaz is throwing out this spoiler from fucking five books right now.
Well, whatever, but I'm saying, okay, like, people, like, whoever thought that she was going to be there next season in Westeros taking over the King's Landing, not happened. Not gonna, that's the last season of
the
show.
No, I know that. I know what one of the big moments, at least, is going to be Joffrey's wedding. We haven't gotten to that, but all the book assholes that are in my life, you know, not the guys who are on this show. I like the book.
But there's plenty of them.
There's plenty of book assholes in my day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure I'm this way with Walking Dead. so I can't be too hard on them. Yeah, but every one of them, like, you thought that was a big moment. Just wait till this.
Just wait.
You have no idea.
What I got to say, though, the difference between the Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead is the Game of Thrones is almost like
crazy loyal.
Exactly loyal to the book, while Walking Dead is so far off the beaten path.
I mean, I'm not a Walking Dead comic book fan, but what episode are they on in terms of the comic books now?
Threw us a little set.
Realistically,
let's say 40s to 50s.
Oh, really? That far?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think they got that far.
What?
The Walking Dead.
Technically, episode 50 is when they leave the jail.
Yeah, so they extended us a little bit. We thought we were going to end.
Well, no, because initially the governor attacks it once, loses, and then comes back.
Right. So we're in the 40s.
So is it about 10 per season, or is it a little bit more than that, you think?
It's hard to gauge because they rearrange it.
Look, Andrea and
Lori.
Who's the little girl?
Sophia.
Andrea and Sophia are dead in the show. They are still alive today in the comic book, while people who, like Herschel and all these other people, should be dead at this point. Like,
they're still alive.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, if you're a book asshole, shut up. That's all I'm saying. I don't need to know.
Thank you very much. And guess who's about to be a book asshole soon enough?
Brian. That's why we're not doing any more reviews.
It's like seeing your friend become a zombie. Like, you see it happen. Like, he's been bitten, and, like, we've got to cut off his arm. We've got to cut off his leg.
Who's got the baseball bat? Let's brain him.
Brian, I'm sorry. After you finish these books, I can't get drunk with you anymore.
I'll give you them.
Because you're going to be like, yeah, you don't.
Cut out his tongue.
He's not going to be drunk. He's just going to ruin it for me. Like,
I know. I just realistically like it. You have to ruin it for Justin. Because, you know, Justin's, like, so adamant. Like, no, tell me. I'm like, Feinberg, tell him.
I was going to say, for every asshole who I came across in my work life, who ruined the Red Wedding for me.
Really? Oh,
fucking
man.
Kill yourselves. That's it. Kill yourselves. I hope you're happy. Are you happy? You ruined one of the best episodes of TV for a guy who didn't want to know anything? Does it make you feel special? Are you a big man? Fuck off.
Are you,
you know
God
what?
Now?
I think I've been the worst. I've had the worst things spoiled for me. First of all,
Sixth Sense.
Fight Club. Someone told me
that was ruined for me and Brian by Justin's brother.
I'm talking about Fight Club with someone. Like, oh, I want to see it.
It was probably my brother.
This stoner is just like, is that the movie where it turns out that both of the guys are the same person?
So it was his brother. Like,
you fucking asshole.
Well, that's what Stefan's line was when we were watching. Was, oh, did you get to the part where they're the same guy yet?
Like, no, I just put it on my DVD player.
It's the opening credits, dickweed.
The other notable one is Final Fantasy VII. This guy's like, did you get to the part where Aerith dies? And I'm like, you're a dick. The game came out like 2 weeks ago. Really?
And let's be fair, we spoil everything here.
We do, but we at least preface it.
We give a week of an episode of TV before we talk.
And when
about
it comes up in random conversation, we give you a countdown.
That is true. So, fuck you, book people. Anyway, so that's Game of Thrones. That's a season.
Well, technically, Cats will be an audiobook person. Just throwing out there.
Still, audiobooks I love.
Yeah.
I drive a lot. So
you can multitask with audiobooks.
Fuck audiobook and book people. All
right. Just say people who like to spoil with the book stuff. And then they complain, like, that happened prior to this moment. Shut up. I'm angry now. All right.
Since you mentioned the audiobooks, and this last time we're probably going to mention Game of Thrones for a while, is in the Game of Thrones books, a lot of the people are bald, as described as R.R. Martin. I was saying, because you have the Provosi guy, the sword trainer in the first season.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, guys, fucking stone cold bald. And I'm like, guy has a great head of hair. What are you talking about?
It flows. He's got locks.
That, and I heard everyone's younger. Most of the characters are younger than
like
the show.
Younger isn't like shit.
Arya's like 8 or 9.
If you showed that shit on TV with them being that young, like, it wouldn't flow.
Even on the show, they're like, Sansa, how old are you again? She's like 14. I'm like, no, you're not. You're
like, that girl's like 17, 18.
She's 17. I think we established that one episode.
Exactly.
Real quick, I wanted to mention while we're talking about TV, I've been watching BBC.
Why?
BBC's great.
Really? Besides BBC's like Doctor Who and all that. They have a couple new shows on demand. One of them is like a Jack the Ripper drama.
Ripper Street.
Yep. Featuring the guy from
Game
of Thrones. The knight that follows the little guy around.
Oh, Bronn.
Sir Bronn.
He's like a main detective in the show.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of him.
I've been watching. They have a 3-part miniseries, like a zombie story. That's pretty good.
What's that called?
I forget what it's called, but the interesting thing is it's after the infection and after they get shit under control.
So it's
days later.
They manage to get like a cure.
So it's post-apocalypse.
They get like a cure to it where people are like half dead, and it's more about zombies coming home and just dealing with basically persecution and shit.
So it's so after like warm bodies.
Basically.
Or after, what was the second 28 Days Later movie? It's like 28 that.
Weeks 28
later.
28
weeks later. So this is...
Wait, there's a
45 weeks later. Yeah, no. they discovered the kids have the DNA of the mom who's able to take in the
they actually made it.
So
let's
okay.
But no one really discovered
let's let Lou
that,
finish
right.
his thought.
Yeah. And Copper which is basically
with,
Gangs in New York, the show.
That mm-hmm. looked cool. That looked real yeah. cool, actually.
BBC is fucking killing it right
damn
now.
Damn it. I yeah. used to make fun of BBC.
No, BBC's got good stuff, dude. I watch a lot mm-hmm. of it myself, and I love their shows.
I'm regretting my...
They're like an AMC now.
Yeah.
They've stepped
well,
up with original shows.
It takes McMahon to admit that maybe I was wrong.
I've made bad life decisions, apparently.
No, just said maybe I was wrong. I'll give it
apparently,
a shot.
Apparently, Justin. Apparently.
I love this shit and I may move to England.
He's going to start walking around with a fake British accent.
I thought it was just shitty British like reality shows. Like, I
no,
know
it's fucking Doctor Who, Sherlock.
The Holy Real shit. Housewives of Lower Uncton.
That's kind of what I thought.
No, but I watch a show called Misfits, and the copies I got were pulled right off of TV, you know. Legal, I assure
well,
you.
I think
on
they're
Hulu.
Making an American version of
it's
that
It's on
now.
Hulu for free if yeah. you guys
but,
watch it.
But my point is at the end of the credits, they always, like, on the copies I have, it's always, like, previewing the next show. I'm like, thank you for watching BBC 4. That was Misfits. Tune in next week to see what the gang gets up to. Now, the new episode of Tool Academy. And it's like bad VH1 reality shows.
Yeah, they take our shitty program and they shoot over, like, Honey Boo Boo is like a big star over, like, in Eastern Ukraine. So exactly. They think that's what Americans are. They think we are Honey Boo Boo.
Thank you for enjoying this week's Doctor Who. What will the Doctor get into next week? Now, Honey Boo Boo and Duck Dynasty.
Wow.
It's on like
BBC 2.
No,
here
Jones.
Comes Honey Boo Boo.
You must be watching a lot of that shit because you nailed it.
Yeah.
No, I know
you
the,
fucking
I know
it.
The after credits voice from BBC because I watch a lot
the,
of shit.
The
on
worst
there.
Programming I've ever seen on BBC was Footballers' Wives, and that was and was a scripted show again.
Footballers,
and that thing was fucking
wives.
Nuts.
Now is
that
soccer or American?
Soccer. That was soccer.
No, a footballer. No one ever Look, like you're a football player.
It doesn't matter. Wait, like
question.
We have basketball wives in the States.
Did BBC so. Like just get good or has
it's
it
been good for a few years?
It's been
years.
For a little bit, but it's Damn. Starting to come across it's now.
Like, now yeah, now you got BBC America starting yeah. to show all this good stuff.
They got money for advertising.
I've
been to their offices, they're gorgeous.
Pete doesn't give a fuck, but they have their own Law and Order.
I saw that once.
They have fucking...
No, too much. Too much.
Do they have wigs and things like in court?
Yes.
Exactly.
Powdered wigs.
Out of
Powdered
order. Wigs. Out of order.
Actually, they do. I've heard that.
They
and
say,
now for Law and Order Shaftesbury.
Every time they convict a criminal, it's off at their head.
Off at their head.
All right. Well, it's late, folks.
We're almost at 2 hours.
Yeah.
Let's go to bed.
I'm tired of doing these two-hour ones. They get a little exhausting, so we're going to start trimming these down. I'm going to make some changes to the show in the next week or two. Just keep that in mind.
Producer but Pete.
Cut me from the show.
We're trimming some fat. Nah, Justin, you know you're always welcome here. So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Follow us on Facebook. Email us, paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Go to paintedblackcomics.com, buy some shit. Tell a friend if you like the show. Listen to our other show, A Squad, and our upcoming others, which we will keep you posted on. And for my own personal projects, go to YouTube and look up the music video Danger for Zeiss, in which I did all the animation for that music video. It came out pretty cool. And that's about it. Anybody want to add anything?
Don't be petty.
Don't be petty.
Happy Father's Day, Kanye West.
Why do you care so much?
Why do you bring this
how
up?
How fucking
you
really had you started the show with that. No, I did
Kim Kardashian, and
you
now I
sandwiched it with that evil.
Okay, we're gonna close out the show. Thank you for joining us. Close the door on Jillian.
I hate you.